High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 5-4 Marple Newtown Tigers and your 5-4 Strathaven Panthers.
Rolling out to his right is Fisher. Looking, has a man out there. It is caught for a touchdown by Dan Reeves. Deep down the middle, has a man out there. Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Senior night here at George L. King Field. Every year it seems to come up too fast. This year with only four home games, it just has snuck up on us once again, as has the entire season. Week 10 of the high school football season already here in Pennsylvania, and again, it has flown by. But for these seniors in front of us, many of them 2- and 3-year starters, it's flown by even faster. So tonight we honor 13 young men who have given a whole bunch of time, energy, and effort to the Strathaven football program. They are on the field pregame here, being introduced with their parents. But hopefully, after tonight, this may, in fact, not be their last home game here at George L. King Field, because your 5-4 Panthers, with a win tonight, would host a playoff game 1 week from now. But the visiting Tigers of Marple Newtown have other ideas as they walk in with a 5-4 record themselves. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Glad you joined us, either live or on the archive here in Wallingford. George L. King Field, again, should be a good battle tonight for Strathaven and Marple Newtown. Believe it or not, Strathaven has not beaten Marple Newtown since 2012. It's been quite a number of years. These guys were all middle schoolers the last time it happened. In fact, they met twice that season. Strathaven went on the road early in the season, lost to Marple Newtown, went on the road again in round one of the playoffs, and knocked them off by 2 touchdowns in a bit of a surprise game there. But in the meantime, the Panthers, with even bigger picture in mind here, are looking with a win tonight to host a playoff game, jump into that top 8 in the District 1 5A playoff standings, and maybe even more importantly, even bigger picture, a win tonight would be Kevin Clancy's 300th career win, the winningest coach in Delaware County history, looking to add one more before the season is over to get to 300, and wouldn't it be nice for the seniors to do their part in that effort tonight? So, thrilled to be here again, and as always, joined by Mike Mayer. And Mike, this is a very good Marple Newtown team. A lot of people think better than their 5-4 record, or certainly talented enough. They just have had some bad luck in certain ways, but certainly the Central League this year, this is maybe one example where there are a lot of really tough teams. As many as 8 Central League teams could be in the playoff picture after this weekend,
which is an amazing number. But let's you know, they have not played as well as they had hoped. They came into the year really thinking they were going to set the world on fire. They have not. Part of the issue, I think, and this is more of an editorial, you don't see many successful passing high school teams. It doesn't mean that they can't pass well, but it means to expect the consistency required in a strong passing game between a 16 or 17-year-old quarterback and a 15, 16, or 17-year-old receiver is a lot to ask. We've seen teams, it comes to mind many years ago, Dallas High School, which had a great passing game, came into a playoff game against Strathaven, and really did not do well. Why? Because they just weren't making the connection between the quarterback and the receiver, which is a much easier problem, or much quicker problem to have, much more common problem to have, than suddenly your running back isn't gaining any yards. So, you know, they come into this game, if you read the 50-yard line this week, you know, with basically twice as many passing plays, twice as much yardage in the air. I mean, you just don't see stats like that in high school. And what's, I think, probably happened to them, without me being able to review every game or see every game, when you rely on the passing game, it's going to create some problems if you're not making your completions and you're going to go to a running game. Essentially, there's two players that make this team up, and their quarterback, Anthony Paoletti, who's been terrific, owns the record now at Marple Newtown. I mean, he's a sensation. But if he has an off night, you know, you're going to, if he doesn't have the touch on the ball, you're going to have a problem. So Haven, I think, has to focus on upsetting his rhythm, trying to rush him as much as they can, and certainly cover those receivers, which is not easy to do in high school, particularly if the Marple Newtown offense can hold a pocket for him for a long enough period of time. We saw it last week with Radner. If you saw the play of the game, some great passing plays that Radner was able to pull off because he had time in the pocket and he was a miracle worker back there. Didn't win him the game, but it certainly caused a lot of frustration. Here, you give Marple Newtown a pocket and a lane to throw in, and this is going to be over really, really fast. So I'm predicting you that this is going to be a lopsided victory for Marple or a very good game for Haven.
Well, with that in mind, again, you have a balanced attack on the stat sheet somewhat. You mentioned Anthony Paoletti comes in with not only the Marple Newtown record, but is the all-time career passing yardage leader in Delaware County history. He surpassed his head coach, Chris Gicking, his record from back to the early mid-90s in the loss, a close loss to Garnet Valley a few weeks ago. So Paoletti's still, you know, piling up the yardage over the last few weeks. You know, walks in today with over 1,800 yards passing. That's by far the most in Delaware County. But, you know, Mike, to your point, 253 pass attempts. It's more than 80 complete, more than 80 attempts more than the next quarterback in the county. 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions to go with it. 4 picks thrown against Springfield 2 weeks ago. So, again, they've had their ups and downs. Marple Newtown on paper, though, they do have a much bigger front than Strathaven. So to protect Paoletti, give him time to throw it. And, of course, he can always turn and hand the ball to number 5 standing next to him. Marlon Weathers, as a sophomore last year, ran for over 1,100 yards and 17 touchdowns. He is nearing that pace again this year. Yep. 805 on the ground, 12 rushing touchdowns, and Weathers, again, it provides really the one, and I don't even want to call it a 1-2 punch, 1-1A for the Tigers offense that comes in averaging 23 points per game. But defensively, Marple Newtown has given up some points in their losses. You know, had a really close win against Ridley, 14-12. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, Garnet Valley went up and down on the field. All of them put 34 on the board. Springfield put 42 on them. You know, Florida Christian in way back in week one is ancient history. They held them in check until the final minute and a half, gave up 2 touchdowns, including one on a Hail Mary to end the game, and they lost 19-18. Hard to measure really what that one looks like. But the loss to Haverford, 35-0 a few weeks ago. So it's not as if the defending Central League co-champs come in with an impenetrable defense or anything like that. So, Mike, as you said, the Panthers need to keep it on the ground. They need to sustain drives, keep Paoletti on the sideline as best they can, and take care of the ball and eliminate penalties. Strathaven has hurt themselves terribly over the last few weeks.
On penalties and silly plays. But I'll tell you, the 7-minute drive at the end of the Radner game last week was probably one of the finest moments for this team this season. They, you know, Radner had come within 7. They could have made a tie ball game. The key was to get the ball, keep it on the ground, and suck up clock time, and they, in fact, marched. I don't remember how many yards. It was like 80 yards, 90 yards, whatever it was. But the bottom line was they held on to the ball for 7 minutes, ran out the clock, and that was the end of it. So certainly that's a successful formula for Marple Newtown. Just don't give them the ball. Make sure your drives last long. Make sure they're 10, 12 plays if possible. Of course, nobody's going to tell you to fall down if you break into wide green spaces. But the reality is you want to suck up that clock, because that's the other disadvantage to Haven when it comes to Marple. You know, if Haven goes into the half up by 2 or even 3 touchdowns, which we'd all be jumping up and down and carrying on, but the bottom line with a passing offense like Marple's, that's not a big deal to make up. They just need a few quick hits and they'll be right back on the board. So, you know, this is going to be a game that I don't really care what the halftime's going to look like, what scores are going to look like. relative to Haven being in the lead. Marple's going to be able to come back, and certainly if Marple has a difficult first half, as we experienced with Upper Darby, where we kind of put it to them and kind of held them to a 7-7 tie in the first half, they made some adjustments, came back, figured out what was going on, and the wheels came off for Haven. So, you know, there's a lot of pitfalls here. There's a lot of difficulties. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why the reporters at Delco Times are calling this for Marple Newtown, even though both schools have the same 5-4 record and have pretty much lost in one to the same teams. Not all of them, obviously. Sometimes we don't play. But the bottom line is that they just look at, even though the records are the same, they're saying Marple is a superior team. And I wouldn't argue with that, except that the passing game is so critical to them. Look, I'm sure that Coach Clancy and the team has looked at film after film after film, particularly that Haverford one win, and said, okay, how'd they do this? Now, if Marple had a bad night, you can't plan a game strategy on a bad night, but, you know, you do what you can. So he's got to be played, and I'm anxious to see how it goes.
Anxious indeed. And what we do know about both teams on the field in front of us tonight is that they will be playing football next Friday night in the opening round of the District 1 playoffs. Now, seeding-wise, that's still very much in question. There have been a lot of 7 o'clock kickoffs tonight. I'm going to update you momentarily on a few really big games around District 1 at the 5A and 6A playoff level that have implications for both Marple Newtown and Strathaven in front of us. But in the meantime, generally speaking, as if my projection were to hold, a Strathaven win tonight gives them a home game next week, probably an 8 seed, possibly a 7, and could match up with Marple Newtown again. They could slide Marple Newtown into a 9 or a 10 spot, and we'll have to see how the weekend plays out. If Marple Newtown knocks off Strathaven tonight, Marple Newtown likely finishes as the 7 seed. Strathaven slides probably to the 11 seed, which means a road game next week for the Panthers, possibly against maybe Upper Dublin, maybe Academy Park, maybe Bishop Shanahan, or maybe Great Valley. And again, it would be just a different look, perhaps, for the Panthers, rather than go back-to-back weeks against a Central League foe who, you know, these teams know each other inside and out. So we will figure that out as the weekend progresses, and really later tonight. Once I get home, I have a feeling I'm going to be up late, you know, watching scoreboards and doing some math. But in the meantime, we have a couple of early scores of interest here. Sun Valley, probably, well, really heavily favored over Westchester East. They trail Westchester East 7-0 early on. So Sun Valley in the playoffs, in the playoff race very much so, but a loss to 1-8 Westchester East would drop them significantly, possibly to a 15 or 16 seed. Other big games at the 6A level. Ridley at 5-4 needs a win tonight, and they need help to get in. Of course, they'd have to beat Upper Darby, who sits at the 16 seed right now. Ridley 13, Upper Darby nothing early. So wow. Upper Darby, if Ridley were to win, it could be where both those teams are out of the 6A playoffs. But Ridley with a win at least keeps hopes alive if they get help from elsewhere. Also now in 5A and 4A over in the Del Valle, Academy Park 15, Innerborough 6. Academy Park trying to hold serve and keep a top 4 seed in the 5A at the 5A level. Glenn Mills, with a win tonight over Chichester, would be in. They would get into the playoffs. They're 2-6 right now, but if they go to 3-6, it would drop Chichester to 4-5. Glenn Mills 8, Chichester nothing at the end of the first quarter. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. Perk Valley up 14-7 on Potts Grove. That is for the Pac-10, well, not the Pac-10 anymore, just the Pioneer Athletic Conference championship game tonight. Perk Valley at 8-1, Potts Grove 9-0. It's 14-7 Vikings early. At the end of the first quarter, Garnet Valley 7, Conestoga 6. So again, Garnet Valley playing without two starting guards, and they're down to their third-string quarterback, but a win tonight over Conestoga would lock them up for the 2 seed at the 6A level. So we'll keep you posted on other scores as well, like Octorara and Oxford, a big one. Shanahan and Coatesville will try to get scores from out in Chester County as well. But right here in front of us, captains meeting at midfield. Seniors, Sean Daly, Chris Rossini, Ryan Morris, and Dan Reeves for the Panthers, and 4 seniors for the Tigers as well. Anthony Paoletti, joined by Luke Nichols, and turn around, young man. Need to see your numbers. The two biggest guys, I can't find them. Okay, there we go. 58 is Kevin Hahn, a two-way lineman, and number 66, Michael Shelley, is the offensive, the starting center. So Coin toss has happened. Band is on their feet, and we're ready for the Star-Spangled Banner. We're going to take a short time out, be back for the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff, week 10 of high school football action right here on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the 12th man, the Strathaven Marching Unit, playing the Star-Spangled Banner. And we are thrilled to bring it to you live or on the archive. And thanks again to everybody at the Delco Times, at WNPV up in Lansdale for score sharing and the tweets and so forth. Sam Stewart up at the Pottstown Mercury is tweeting as well. The updates from Pottsgrove and Perk Valley, 14-7 Perk Valley after the first quarter up there. Pencrest and Radnor, we'll keep an eye on that one as well. At the moment, both look to be in the playoffs. It's really a matter of seeding. If Radnor were to win, they would very likely lock down the 13 seed. Pencrest seems pretty much locked in at 15 regardless of tonight's result. If they were to win, they could slide up ahead of Sun Valley should Sun Valley fall to Westchester East, but we'll keep an eye on that one. But we know that Radnor and Pencrest are scoreless after the first quarter. Here, Strathaven will start with receiving the opening kickoff. From left to right, standing inside the 5-yard line, John Francis, Tom Foster, and Ebo Pio, ready to kick it away for the Tigers. Number 33, senior kicker Luke Shivardelli. Shivardelli in the warm-ups pregame was down on the field, and his range on field goals was at about 40, 42 yards. Kickoffs, most of them have been inside the five, and we are underway. This one's headed that direction as well. High, end over end. It's going to back up John Francis into the end zone for a touchback. Panthers with 80 yards in front of them to get started. Jake Fisher will bring the offense out to the 20-yard line. Zach Hussein at fullback. Ebo Pio and Nick O'Connor are the halfbacks. We may or may not see Sean Daly, who's been banged up. Hopefully we'll see him on defense at least. Tight end is Dan Reeves. They could bring in Ethan Belleville as a second tight end when they go with that formation. Tom Foster, the split end. Sam Burke is the center. Ryan Morris and Luke Healy at guard. Ryan Krause and Lee Holbert are the tackles. We'll get to the Marple Newtown defense momentarily. But first and 10 for the Panthers as they move left to right in front of us to open the first quarter. Split end to left is Foster. Wing T give is to the fullback Hussein, and the Tigers are waiting for that one. Hussein with 29 carries last week, and his first one goes for zero here. Second down and 10 upcoming. Marple Newtown's defense led by Kyle Tobin, Mike Miller, Kevin Hahn, and Fotis Katopoulos, the down four. A.J. Katrakatsis, Luke Cantwell, Tommy Tobin, and Luke Jealous are your linebackers. Marlon Weathers and Jacob Simpson on the corners. And your safety is Aaron Diamond. On second and 10, Fisher with a wing to left. Motion man is Ebo Pia, looking for room on the jet sweep. Turns up field. Dances forward for maybe four. Maybe four for Pio, brings up third down and six. Pio a week ago with 69 yards rushing and a big effort there against Radnor. That 21-14 win was something to watch last week. It was a great, very competitive game all the way to the end. Here, Panthers trying to avoid a three and out as they go third and six from the right hash. Wing to the right, O'Connor, split end to the left is Foster. O'Connor motions from right to left. Give is to Hussein, who's going to run into some trouble there for maybe three, and that's it. Not much doing there as number 10 leading tackler for Marble Newtown leading tackler over the last couple of weeks, the junior Tommy Tobin. So brings up three, brings up fourth down and two, and Ryan Krause in punt formation. So Krause will kick it away, standing deep to return, Alden Mathis and Aaron Diamond. Krause, end over end kick. It's going to hop at the 45-yard line, take a Strathaven roll inside the 40, inside the 30, down inside or near the 25-yard line. Good work there from Krause to tilt the field. And Anthony Paoletti in the Tiger offense with a long field in front of him here. 10:07 to play here in the opening quarter. Nice work there from Krause. 47 on the punt. No return. Paoletti in the offense has Marlon Weathers at halfback, Dash Delgarian, Riley Philman, Alden Mathis, and Luke Cantwell, the four wide receivers. Mike Shelley's the center, Sal Tartaglia and Sean Stand in the guards. Mike Miller and Luke Zimmerman are the tackles. Marlon Weathers, pistol look, stands behind Paoletti, who has two receivers to either side. He's in the pistol from the 25-yard line. We'll mention the Panther defense momentarily. On first and 10, Paoletti, one-step drop, fires high to the outside. It is juggled and incomplete. Off the hands of number 12, Dash Delgarian, right at the line of scrimmage. And it brings up second down. It popped straight up in the air, hung there for a minute. Panthers may have had a chance for a pick, but a lot of short and intermediate routes run by the Tigers. Paoletti gets it out of his hands quickly and lets the receivers do the work. Good size across the offense, really, for the Tigers. 10 of their starting 11 are seniors. Second down and 10 from the 25. Again, with four wide. Two to the left, two to the right. Marlon Weathers is the halfback, and they give it to him right up the middle. First down and more across the 30, 35, and he's going to push the pile out to the 38-yard line. Marlon Weathers rips off 13, and a Tiger first down. They gashed him right there, didn't they, Mike?
Yeah,
a lot of room.
You know, that big hole. Chris, that's part of it. They're not too sure whether he's going to be passing or not. They're trying to key on him and see where he's at. Where they mark that? 38. Okay.
Yep. Missing Pete Fulginetti tonight. Hopefully Pete's listening at home. We miss you. Hope you're back next Friday night. Same look here for the Panthers. Two receivers to either side. On first and 10 to the 38, Paoletti back. Three-step drop with time. Steps up in the pocket, rolls to his right now, fires a dart. It is incomplete through the hands of Delgarian. Sean Daly had a shot at it, but couldn't come up with it near midfield. Paoletti with a quite a fastball there.
I tell you, this is an interesting offense to watch because they pass to set up the run, which is the exact opposite of what we see all year long.
Right, right. Second down and 10, and again, this is, while that's a positive play for the Panther defense here, Marple's offense, the way they move it, averaging over 200 yards passing per game, over 100 yards rushing per game, they can do it from anywhere. On second and 10, Paoletti back again. Steps away from pressure, pump fakes, Belleville on his heels. He's got him, then the throw, and is incomplete. There's going to be a flag here, yep. And we'll see. We're either going to get holding or perhaps
no,
a horse
blocking
collar.
Blocking the back.
Yep, illegal block. This is going to back up 10 yards from the 24-yard line, 26-yard line. This is going to turn into second and forever here. Good pressure from Belleville. Excellent coverage from the secondary. I thought Paoletti had plenty of time there to make a decision and throw it, but good coverage downfield. We'll march it back to the 16-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and to the 48. Wow. 32. Second and 32. As Paoletti was pressured there by Belleville, and no surprise there. Ethan Belleville's had quite a season at defensive end with 10 hurries coming in.
Defense is doing what they should. Rather than get around their man, they're shoving him back into the hole, and that is having some effect.
Paoletti in the gun. Fullback offset to the right. Give is to Weathers off right tackle, and the Panthers stack him up that time. Maybe 2 yards for Weathers, and it brings up third and long. Nice work here by the defense. Third down and 29 upcoming. Now here... I have to say, Mike, Panthers have forced third and long, fourth and long in weeks past and have not been able to get off the field.
Yeah, well.
This would be deflating, certainly.
This is a team that can kill you in air, so yep. Cornerback safeties better be well aware of what's going on here.
Alden Mathis split far to the left of the formation. Delgarian slot left as well. Third down and 29. They go trips left. Wing to the right is Fallows. Back to pass. Looking is Paoletti. Has time. Fires deep down the middle. Has a man out there. It's Dolgarian. And it's broken up nicely. Good job by Ebo Pio and Chris Rossini right at the sticks. Right at the 48-yard line. Good delivery, but good, better defense to knock it away. Paoletti 0 for 3 throwing it. And the Panthers will force a punt.
Heck of a pass, though, but it was into coverage, which is, you know, a big kudo to the Panthers.
Marple, they don't pull any punches. They knew where the sticks were, and he threw it right to it. But great work there by Pio to knock it away from Dolgarian. Fourth and 29. Riley Filman to punt, waiting for his 11th player to come onto the field. And here we go. Fourth and 29, Filman awaits the punt snap at his 5. He grabs the snap, gets into it, and nearly blocked by Belleville, and that pressure is going to set up a very short field for Strathaven. A shanked punt off the side of his foot. Side judge is going to walk it forward to the 30-yard line. Panthers first and 10 at the Marple 30. Excellent defensive series. Costly penalty for Marple. And good pressure from Belleville forces a short punt of just 11 yards. All right. Panthers in business. First and 10 at the 30. Tiger 30-yard line. They'll snap it from the left hash. 8:29 to play here in the opening quarter. Radnor on top of Pencrest 7-0. Here we're scoreless. Panthers about to start their second possession. Fisher under center. Two tight end set this time. Belleville to the right. Reeves to the left. The give is to Hussein. Straight ahead, and Zach picks up 4 down to the 26. This might be a patient Zach Hussein kind of night. 4-5 at a time. Hussein averaging just a shade over 5 yards per carry coming into tonight. A career high 29 carries last week, 141 yards and 2 scores in the win over Radnor.
Well, they're playing the box very, very tight. So, you know, they're going to have to throw eventually to try to loosen this thing up a little bit.
8 in the box for Marple Newtown. Again with 2 tight ends, motion man, and the give is to John Francis. Shake and bake and not much room. He'll be stopped back behind that 25 to the 26 again. So no gain for Francis on the carry. The freshman was held in check last week against Radnor. And it brings up 3rd down and 6. Again, this is where the Panthers miss Sean Daly a little bit as far as just senior experience and strength. And that's not a knock on anybody else carrying the ball, certainly. But Daly was in the top 10 in rushing in Delaware County before the injury a couple weeks ago. 3rd down and 6. Fisher turns, gives to Hussein, off right tackle, and he's going to be slammed down inside the 25. They'll give him the 24 after a gain of just 2. 4th and 4. And now, at the 23-yard line, we'll call it.
Yep.
And yes, 4th down and about 3. Panthers be looking at a 40-yard field goal, so they're going to keep the offense on the field. Here we go. Fisher will be under center. Wouldn't shock me to see a hard count here. 4th and 3, timeout, Strathaven with 6:48 to play in the first. Coach Clancy wants to talk about it. Hey, why not? We'll take a timeout as well. Thank our sponsors for keeping us on the air every week. Glad you're joining us. Scoreless here in the first, but a big 4th down coming for Strathaven on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
4th and 3 from the 23-yard line. Fisher under center. 2 receivers to the right, wing that way as well. Fisher back to pass. Looking. He's going to roll out. Going to keep it himself. He lunges forward. I don't know. It's going to be close. I think he's shy. 68 grabbed him and slings him backwards. And I think Mike Miller has stopped him a yard short, and the referees agree. Needed 3. Got 2, and the Panthers miss a golden opportunity there. 1st and 10 at the 30 and come up empty. Tough one, and lots of credit there to the Marple defense, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they did what they had to do, and that was a gutsy play, I think, by Clancy to go ahead and call for a pass. That's you know, for the first play on a third and a fourth and short, that's asking a lot.
Run pass option there. I think maybe with the rollout, thinking Fisher can pick that up, but good work on the defensive part. All right, Paoletti back on first down. Looking, rolling to his right. Again with good coverage. Still with eyes downfield. Going to fire it on the run. Complete to Cantwell on the far sideline. Has himself a first down out of the 35-yard line. Gain of 14. First completion of the night for the Tiger seniors. Cantwell had a touchdown catch last week, a 21-yarder, and the win over Harrington. And Paoletti now 1-for-4 throwing it for those 14 yards and a first down. So deflation there for the Panther offense, and hopefully the defense can come up with a stop here. First and 10 now. Filman, split end to the left. Slot left is Mathis. Give inside is to Marlon Weathers off left tackle. Stiff arm near the 40-yard line. Belleville and others are going to hang on for dear life and finally drag him down at the 43. Weathers, not the biggest back you're going to see in the Central League, but certainly strong, strong runner. We saw a couple of stiff arms last year. He had a 90-yard touchdown run in last year's game that was an all-time highlight, which, again, not certainly in the Panthers' favor. But he's been fun to watch for a few years now.
Yeah, well, you watch this game long enough. I mean, you have to just appreciate the athletes for what they are, regardless of whose team they're playing for.
Second and three. Pistol look with Weathers behind Paoletti. Two receivers to either side. Paoletti back to pass. Three-man rush, four-man rush for the Panthers. Pump fake, and he wants it all. Deep down this near sideline. Rossini in coverage. Incomplete. The lunging Riley Filman couldn't come up with it at the 20-yard line. Little pump fake and go, stop and go, and good work there by Rossini to stay on his hip.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the Panthers are covering him tight. Even the completion that was made, he had, you know, the defenders right there. So, you know, so far he's going to have to thread the needle and get that pass there. And right now he has just not been able to get it that close yet. But it may be a matter of time or it may be an indication of what we're going to be looking at for the rest of the night. We'll see.
Third and three for the Tigers. Give you another score update in a moment. But here, Panthers look at Marlon Weathers. Gave up the middle. He's going to push the pile momentarily. Prochniak hanging on. But Weathers still pushing the pile. And I think he's got a first down. Second, third, fourth effort, really. And I think number five just moved the sticks there for the Tigers.
Yeah,
the last
barely.
2 yards of it on his own.
Yep. Absolutely good running and kept your feet moving. It wouldn't go down. And that's going to be, you know, that's what the Panthers are in for tonight. They're going to have to make those stops.
Fresh set of downs here for the Tigers. They'll snap it from their 47. 5:15 and counting to play here in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Paoletti has the offense set. Shotgun look again. Two receivers either side. Give is to Weather. Straight up the middle. He goes and he sheds a tackle. Stiff arm again. Still on his feet. Secondary. 35-30. And Marlon Weathers is going to take it to the house from 53 yards out. Four Panthers had a shot at him.
Yep.
Couldn't bring him down.
Just poor tackling is all that. Well, I mean, the effort, Weathers' effort to continue to move and to continue to move his legs is certainly what he should be doing, but there's no reason he should have gotten away from four guys.
Strong, strong running from the 185-pound junior. 6-0 Marple Newtown, 4:59 to play here in the opening quarter. Extra point upcoming here. Shivardelli out of the hold of Riley Filman. Ball spotted. Kick is away, plenty of leg, and good. 7-0 Marple Newtown, 4:59 to play here in the opening quarter. See if the Panthers can answer when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
4:59 to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0, Marple Newtown. After Marlon Weathers goes 53 yards on a couple of terrific stiff arms and good tough running, And Shiverdelli, high, end over end, kick's going to come down to Tom Foster at the 3-yard line. Foster, straight up the middle, has a seam momentarily, still on his feet, sheds a tackle, and Foster out to the 36-yard line. Good run back for Tommy of 34 yards, and the Panthers will start, well, they'll put it right at the 35, actually. All right, quick score updates from elsewhere. 20-7, Ridley on top of Upper Darby.
Whoa, whoa.
Haverford and Springfield in battle for the Central League title, or at least a share of it. 7-7 over there. Springfield came back to tie Haverford. We'll keep you updated as well. Upper Moreland 7, Upper Dublin nothing. Here, 7 in the box, 2 tight end set, play fake, and the give is Debo Pio looking for room on the sweep. Coming up the near sideline, 40, 45-yard line. We'll see where they step. Where he stepped out, and yep, they're going to give him 10 and a first down. Mustang sweep goes for 10. Everybody pinched inside, and Panthers loosen them up pretty well there. First down at the 45. They'll snap from the right hash, trailing 7-0, but Panthers maybe with a little bit of life here. After a good run from the sophomore.
Well, this is obviously not a team you want to find yourself on the wrong end of a score too early.
Tom Foster split end to the left. Kevin Marone out there at the corner for the Tigers. Wing left is P.O. Motion man is Francis. Back to pass on first down. Fisher with time. Firing the wheel route and incomplete. Oh. Looking for P.O. Jack Fallows in coverage for the Marple Newtown defense. Brings up second and 10.
Seemed to be thrown over the wrong shoulder. He expected him to P.O. to go left. He went right. Not too sure that there was communication. There was some discussion before the play was snapped about positioning with Fisher giving instructions. So it may have been doomed from the start.
Garnet Valley gave up a score on the opening drive for Conestoga, but seemed to wake them up. 28-6 now.
Yeah.
Early in the second quarter, Garnet Valley on top of Conestoga. Here, second down and 10 for the Panthers. Wing left is P.O., two tight ends in front of Jake Fisher. From the 45, P.O. comes in motion. They give it to him, looking for room off this right side. He's going to turn upfield momentarily, slung down by the shirt tail by Luke Jealous after a gain just of one. Easy for me to say, huh?
Mm.
All right, third down and 9, and that's the risk you take throwing on first down. Second and 10 is a tough one to deal with, and now third and long for the Panthers. See what they can draw up against a Tiger defense that has not given them much room to start. Split end to the left here is Foster. Slot left is Ebo Pio. On third and 9, 5-step drop. Back to pass, firing to the outside, complete to Foster near the sticks, and he's got a first down as he takes Marone inside the 45 to the 43.
That was a pretty pass.
Nicely done.
Exactly what you want to do.
Fisher to Foster for 11. That play went for a touchdown last week when Foster shook a tackle and took it in from the 20 against Radnor. Here, 11 yards will move the sticks. Second first down of the night for the Panthers comes with 4:20 and counting to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 Tigers if you're joining us late. Perk Valley 21, Pottsgrove 13 up in the Pac-10. Here, first and 10. From the 43 of Marple Newtown. Quick hitter on the trap play. Hussein with lots of room. Up the middle he goes. Carrying tacklers inside the 30. Down to the 25. Gives Zach 18. His best run of the night.
Absolutely.
By far. And the Panthers. Some hop in their step now. First and 10. They're going to put it down at the 24.
That was, you know, this is the kind of thing they need to do. They can advance on Marple. They just have to find the method. And they're beginning to find their legs now. We'll see what happens.
First and 10 from the 24 after Hussein just went for 19. T formation now. Give is to Hussein off the right up the middle. He goes shaking tackles again. He's dragging people with him. Man on a mission, Zach Hussein down near the 11-yard line. Give him 13 more. Well, there's suddenly a wake-up call for the Panthers. Front five, front seven, really, with the two tight ends. The wingbacks are blocking as well, and Hussein running hard.
Yeah, running hard, sort of running downhill here. I mean, he's really
same T formation here. Two tight ends again on first and 10 from the 11. Give it to Hussein off the left side again. He's going to carry tacklers inside the 5 to the 4. Give him 7 more and say, you know what? Lee Holbert, he's been, for my money, he's going to be all central, maybe all Delco this year, the way he's been playing off at left tackle. Follow that big guy and follow Morris the whole way.
I'm a little surprised Marple Newtown has not called a timeout here to try to regroup, but that's okay.
Second and 2 from the 3. Hussein picked up eight more, four cracks at it now from the three-yard line. Gives to Hussein off the right side. Oh, slipped on the cutback.
He had that, too.
Tough break there. Zach cutting to his left, lost his footing. Otherwise, you're picking up the first down and probably more.
What, did he get to the two or still at the three?
They're still at the
No, he's at the two.
He's at the two. Give him a yard. All right. We'll put it down at the two-yard line, third down and one. Panthers, this is the kind of drive they want, too. Chew the clock, as many plays as it takes. 2:15. They trail 7-0, but third and one from the two. Gives to Hussein off the left side again. He's still going to carry tacklers, and he's close. He's got a first down, and it's a touchdown.
All right.
Marple Newtown got off the block very quickly that time, but Hussein carries a man in from the two. Chance to tie for the Panthers with 2:05 to play here in the first quarter. That's a way to answer a drive there. Foster Absolutely. With a nice return out to the 35. Completion from Fisher to Foster and some big runs from Hussein has given Emmett Young a chance to tie it up with the extra point here. Jake Fisher to hold. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up. It is good. And we are tied. 2:05 to play here in the first quarter. Panthers answer with a terrific drive of their own. Marple Newtown's offense coming back on the field when we're back on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Hans. We miss you. We miss you terribly. And Pat Murray and the band doing a terrific job since. And the Panthers, terrific job of their own. 65-yard scoring drive capped by Zach Hussein's 13th touchdown of the season. We're tied at 7. Line drive kickoff from Young comes down to Jealous at the 10-yard line. Looks for room up the left hash. Sheds a tackle, and he's carrying people out the side of the 35. Panthers are going to have to toughen up here and wrap up. Out to the 38 goes Luke Jealous. He's our leading return man. And, again, pretty good field position here for the Tigers. 1:56 to play in the first. All right, Westchester East is on top. Is that correct? No, I'm sorry. I'll have to take a look at that again. We'll see. I can't tell if that's Westchester University or Westchester East. Wow. All right, it could be 21. It might be 21-6 Westchester East on top of Sun Valley, which would really be a stunner there. All right, we'll see what happens here. First and 10, Paoletti back to pass on a play fake. Looking with time, fires short shallow cross over the middle. Sean Daly comes up and pops the receiver, Alden Mathis, at the 41. Gain of about 4. Mathis' first catch of the evening. And Daly introduced himself quickly.
Huh. Asked him how he was doing, how's school this year, you know.
Let me drop you on your head for a minute and then we'll talk.
Right.
Second down and 6 from the 41. I'll go from the right hash here. 1:25 and counting to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at 7. I formation for the first time. Paoletti's under center. They go with two tight ends. And they give it to Weathers, the tailback, and he is met by Belleville quickly. Belleville very quick. Gives up a lot of size tonight with a big guy in front of him. Almost 100 pounds difference versus the man in front of him. But 44 used his quickness there to get into the backfield. Stops Weathers for a gain of, we'll call it 2 to be generous.
Big third down here.
Third down and 4.
Yeah,
wouldn't shock me to see them back in the shotgun. Yep. We'll try on I formation for a play, says Coach Chris Kicking. All right. Back is Paoletti on 3rd and 4. Has time. Looking. He's going to step up in the pocket and runs forward, but no, they're going to stop him short. John Morris. Lee Holbert slowed him down. Morris and Krause wrap him up. It's going to bring up 4th down and 3. I call it 4th and 4. They're going to say no gain there.
Right.
25 seconds, 24 seconds, 23 seconds. I'm wondering, are they thinking about going for it, or they just want to melt the first quarter clock here? 16, 15, 14, and yeah, Coach Gicking's going to call the offense to the sideline, and they'll snap it from the other side of the 50 when we come back. 7-7 after one quarter. Marple strikes first. The Panthers answer very quickly and very nicely. We got a good one here. 5A playoffs, Central League action. 5A playoffs are in the bag, but Central League action tonight on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Second quarter action ready to start here. Fourth down for Marple Newtown, and they'll kick it away. Fourth and four. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. We miss Pete Fulgenetti tonight. We'll see him next week for playoff action. But here, 7-7 as we start the second quarter. Riley Philman on to punt for the second time. Rossini stands deep to return. High spiral's going to head towards Tom Foster, who says get away from it. Takes a terrific Marple roll inside the 15, inside the 10, and it'll come to a dead stop at the 8. Well, Philman only had 11 on his first punt, and a little different result that time.
Got a little different result for sure.
Give him 50 on the punt, no return. And the Panthers with a long field in front of them, but hey, 11 minutes, 48 seconds to go here before halftime. Certainly plenty of time to work with. So, see where they what they can do here from the right hash, moving right to left. 17-0 Archbishop Wood on top of LaSalle. 23-7 Ridley on top of Upper Darby. All right, on first down. Two tight end set. Give is to the fullback, Hussein. Hussein off the left side, and he's met by a bunch of tacklers that time. First contact for number 10, Tommy Tobin, the linebacker. But Hussein picks up maybe four.
Is it the 11 or 12, do you think?
56 yards 11. On 10 carries for Zach Hussein in the early going. Second down and call it a long six here. All right. We'll keep you posted elsewhere as we get updates. Cardinal O'Hara and West Catholic just getting ready for kickoff. They're down at Widener tonight. Here, second down and six for Strathaven from their own 12. Wing to the right is Nick O'Connor. They give it to Ebo Pio off that right side. He turns upfield. He's dragged down by the shirt tail. I'll tell you, if the Panthers tuck their shirts in tonight, they might have a few more yards. There's been several shirt tackles from the Tigers.
Looks like we only got two on that one.
That's not a criticism. It's just an observation.
Yep.
So here we go. Nose the football at the 14-yard line as Pio goes for just two.
Plus they'll decrease their drag, which should increase their
speed.
Yes,
there you go. There's a whole physics lesson in here somewhere. Right. Third down and four from the 14. Panthers trying to move the sticks and keep the offense on the field. Two tight ends again. Hard count from Fisher. He got him to jump.
Yep.
Well done by the junior quarterback. 3-5 here for the Panthers, and that'll move the sticks.
You know, you can always say it's a quarterback who makes a great call and makes the defense jump. But good for the offensive line who doesn't move. I mean,
Amen.
That is so tough to do.
Amen to that. Haverford 10, Springfield 7 at halftime. So Springfield, a loss tonight would likely drop them into the 2 spot at the 5A level, assuming Upper Moreland can win over Upper Dublin, but Springfield will not fall any worse than 2 after a big win last week over Garnet Valley. On first down, they run the sweep here to O'Connor, who cuts inside momentarily and is dropped at the 19. So no gain there for O'Connor. Nice work and good lateral pursuit there by the Tiger defense. Brings up second down and 10 as the Mustang sweep doesn't go far.
Nope, got a yard out of it, though.
21-0, Radnor on top of Pencrest.
No, that's not a shocker.
So you're not shocked by that one?
No, not shocked by that.
Radnor's played really well over the last few weeks.
Yeah, they were tough last week.
Split end to the right is Foster. On second down and nine. Wing to the right, O'Connor. Back to pass is Fisher. Has time. He wants it all. Deep down the middle. Foster's out there. Comes back for it and makes a terrific catch at the 45. Tommy Foster came back for a ball. Slightly underthrown. Juggled and squeezed it at the 45-yard line. And what's the call here? Oh, my goodness. The back judge says catch. And the guy from, oh, my goodness. The officials are going to talk this over, maybe?
Nope.
Well, two officials closest to the ball said catch. And now the ones 40 yards away from the play say no. Wow. All right.
Well, it is possible the furthest away gets an angle that you
It is. It is absolutely true. But that one, I thought the two officials were in closest to the ball, we're actually in pretty good position to make the call.
Unfortunately, when we see the film, it'll be from the same side.
Yes,
that's
right. We can't tell
from down here. So,
all right, third and nine. Panthers will try it again from their own 20 this time instead of the Tiger 45. Gave it to O'Connor off the left side, and he's going to be stacked up after a gain of just one. Tigers all over it that time. Number 58 on the stop. That's Kevin Hahn, senior co-captain. And it brings up fourth down and eight. So the almost play would have tilted the field significantly. Now it's up to Ryan Krause and the punt team to try to tilt it. Krause awaits the punt snap inside his 10. Alden Mathis awaits. Tigers going to come after it. Krause steps into it. High, short spiral. Mathis signals fair catch and makes it on two knees at the Panther 46. So 25 on the punt, no return, but a short field here for Marple Newtown in a tie game. Phoenixville trailing Boyertown 20-14. Why is that one important? Well, if Phoenixville were to win and get help, the Phantoms could actually sneak in to the 5A playoffs as a 16 seed. Owen J. Roberts all over Upper Perk 21-0. Owen J. looking to solidify a 6A playoff spot tonight. Let's see. Springford up 24-0 in their game. They're fighting for playoff action. Here we go. Back to pass. No, this is actually a lateral to Dash Dilgarian. It is in the backfield now. Bounces out to the left side. Up the far sideline. Dilgarian still on his feet. Stepped out of bounds at the Panther 34. We'll call that a run of 14 for Dilgarian. And brings up first and 10 for Marple Newtown. Nice little swing pass out there. And from here looked like a lateral. So we'll call it a run of 14, and first down, Marple at the Panther 32. All right. I'm sorry, 33. Yeah, 33-yard line, I guess.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Three receivers to the right now. First down gives to Weathers off left tackle. He's got some room. Weathers drives his way down to the 21-yard line. Another first down after a gain of 12. Marlon Weathers, 7 carries for 92 yards. 53 of them on the Tigers' only touchdown so far.
How many yards do you have for Weathers so far?
92.
Yeah, I got 94. Okay. I thought you said 72. I said, well, I'm really wrong or something. All right.
They'll put it down at the 22-yard line. Three receivers again to the right. Weathers, pistol look, and they swing it out to Dilgarian again. Dilgarian, stiff arm in the backfield, and Belleville is going to hang on and get help from Daly, and they'll stop forward progress right at the 20. Gain of two.
Call that a pass?
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. So, Paoletti to Dilgarian. That's technically the first reception of the night for Dilgarian. Comes in leading Delaware County in receptions and receiving yards on the year. So, Dilgarian, 50. That's his 59th catch. Has over 920 yards receiving on the year. 4 touchdowns grabs as well. Second down and 8. 3 receivers to the left again. Hard count from Paoletti. Turns, gives to Weathers. Lots of room up the middle this time. He's across the 15 down to the 13. Gain of 7 more. It's going to bring up third down and 1. No. Third down and 1, or they're going to say first down. Yep.
It's 12, down to the 12.
Down to the 12.
Like, yep.
All right. 12 more, or 8 more there. Give him 100 yards on just 8 carries, and now Panthers in trouble here. First and 10, Marple Newtown from the Strathaven 12-yard line.
The defense got to find a way. Now, this is where it gets tough for Haven because they give it such a, you know, they don't have a deep roster, so these guys are starting to really get tuckered out being on a field like this.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right, again with Weathers behind Paoletti, who's back to pass, looking, stops, fires back across the middle, has a man just inside the goal line, touchdown, Marple Newtown, gain of 11 to Cantwell for the score. Second week in a row that number six, Luke Cantwell's caught a touchdown pass. Paoletti's first touchdown pass of the evening. He suddenly got hot, three for three, throwing it on his last few attempts, and now extra point upcoming for Luke Shivardelli. 13-7 Marple Newtown. Strathaven going to come after the extra point. Kick is away, and he hooked it. Wide left, 13-7 is your score. Panther offense, see if they can get it going. A little bit of a window open there with a missed extra point. See what the Panthers can do when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
6:49 to play here in the second quarter. 13-7, Marple Newtown. They take advantage of a short field, 46-yard scoring drive. Capped by Anthony Paoletti to Luke Cantwell. 17th touchdown pass of the year for Paoletti makes it 13-6. Tommy Foster from the one-yard line. Hauls in the high kickoff, dances away from one man, shake and bake, bounces to the outside, and spins his way to the 20-yard line. The Panthers will take over right there, 80 yards to try to tie it.
A lot of work if you just let the ball bounce in the end zone.
Right. He did get it, as it turns out. He takes it to the 20.
I'm always a terrific Monday morning quarterback. I'm always right.
That's right. Good run back for Foster there.
Actually, he made it to the
21. Yeah. Look at that very nice spot. Good work, Tom. Tom Foster, a couple of nice returns here tonight. Here, first and 10, two tight ends for the Panthers. Wing to the left is Francis. Give on the quick hitter is to Hussein. Takes it out to the 29-yard line. Give him 8 yards on the trap play. That play's worked a couple of times tonight.
Yeah, they're doing nicely on the ground. They get themselves in a hole, which tilts the field, which you don't want to do for Marple. But by and large, they're playing very well. But they've got to make this drive count now. They really need to go down and score.
Tigers will get the ball to start the second half. 6 minutes and change to play here in the second quarter. It's Hussein again. Cuts back to his right, stays on alive, and stays on his feet out to the 37-yard line. Give him 9 more and another first down.
He literally crawled the last 3 without putting his knee down.
Good work there by Hussein, who's up to 73 yards rushing on 12 carries. They'll put it down at the 37. We're inside of 6 minutes to play before halftime. Jake Fisher brings in the play. All right. 8 in the box for Marple Newtown. 2 tight end set. Wing left is John Francis. Give is to Hussein, and they're waiting for it that time. Mike Miller body slams him down after a gain of just 1. Quick trap play again, and Hussein's going to be very busy tonight if the Panthers have any say in it.
And I bet he sleeps well.
29 carries a week ago, and I think the recipe is going to call for more of the same really tonight if they have a chance to pull this one out. 13-7 Marple Newtown, second down. And almost 9 for the Panthers. Francis in the backfield. They go to a T formation now as O'Connor jumps into the backfield as well. Back to pass. Looking. Has a man wide open. It's Belleville at the 40. Running away from people at the 30. One man to beat at the 15. And he will go. Ethan Belleville from 51 yards on his first catch of the season. Fisher with a terrific delivery. Fantastic play call, and the Panthers have tied it, 4:49 to play in the first half.
Well,
what a call.
Yeah, well, they never even covered him. I mean, they just didn't think he was going to do anything.
What a call on the tight end pop pass there. That's the first we've seen that out of that T formation. And Belleville's first catch of the year catches everybody off guard. Emmett Young to try to untie this thing. Snap, spot, kick is away. It has the leg, and it is good. Emmett Young, 2 for 2. The Panthers up by one, 14-13, with 4:49 to play before halftime. We've got ourselves a game here at George L. King Field on senior night. Glad you joined us live or on the archive. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
To give you an idea, before every game, I print out a stat sheet for Strathaven, and I didn't put Ethan Belleville's name on it. Haven't had to on the offensive side of the ball. He's been fantastic at defensive end all year, but his first catch of the season goes for 51 and a score, 14-13 Strathaven now, 4:49 to play before halftime. High end-over-end kick comes down at the 10-yard line. Coming up the field here is Jealous, and now bounces it out to the outside, up the far sideline. John Francis bangs him out of bounds. Flag comes in very late. This may end up being a hold or an illegal block. We'll see. Francis with a touchdown-saving tackle near midfield. But they're going to put the flag down at the 46-yard line, and I think this is going to back up Marple Newtown here. Holding, maybe that's what gave Jealous the outside edge there. But nice run back for Luke Jealous. But they're going to march backwards from the 45. It'll be first and 10, Marple Newtown at their own 35-yard line. Still plenty of time here to work with in the first half. Cardinal O'Hara on top, 7-0. They are, again, over West Catholic at Widener tonight. All right, we'll see what else we can come up with. A lot of halftime scores for the 7 o'clock kickoffs. We'll get you those when we come to halftime. But here, Anthony Paoletti with three receivers to his right. One to the left. Marlon Weathers in the backfield. They run the draw play, looking for room. Is Ooh. Weathers, lots of room, and speed across the 50. One man to beat. P.O. trying to catch him, but he won't. Marlon Weathers goes 65 for the score. Panthers have not had an answer for number 5 tonight. That took 18 seconds for Marple to get that lead back. Marlon Weathers goes the distance.
Unbelievable. We'd have to look to see how many points have scored and how little time. I remember a playoff game that Panthers were involved in scoring point after point. But that was a 65-yard run. Amazing.
Marlon with 165 on just 9 carries tonight. He has scored from 53. He has scored now from 65. And Marple Newtown, I think, may go for 2 here. Yep, they're going to go for 2 and try to make up ground on the missed extra point. 19-14 here for Marple Newtown with the lead and now trying to go get 2 more. Weathers is in the backfield, trying to catch his breath, maybe.
Yep.
Wouldn't shock me to see him give it to him again. Paoletti, three receivers to his right. Back to pass, he's rolling that way. Looking, fires to the outside. It is caught for the two-point conversion. Sliding just inside the pylon is Dash Dulgarian for 2. 21-14. Marple Newtown answers quickly. Well, and now we've got an injured Tiger on the play here. We'll keep an eye on this. See what happens here before we go to break. And is that 68 or 66? Oh, boy. Either way, one of the big linemen down for Marple Newtown. We'll keep an eye on that, but we're going to take a short timeout. Strathaven will get the ball back again very quickly. 4:31 to play here before halftime. Marple Newtown has jumped back in front here on havenfootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson, for bringing it back to us. Injured Marple Newtown player is 65 Luke Zimmerman, starting offensive tackle, walking off under his own power. That's a good sign there, but Strathaven will receive another kickoff here from Luke Shivardelli as Marlon Weathers' second touchdown of the evening. From 65 yards out this time at the 4:31 mark of the second quarter. And the Panthers had trouble with that young man last year. We'll have to go back and check. Maybe I had something I can research at halftime. But I want to say he was near 200 yards in last year's win. He's at 165 now on just 9 carries with 4:31 still to play
When you have a 65-yard run from scrimmage.
And a 53-yard run. He is 108 on just 2 of them.
Right.
But he's been busy otherwise. He has some other double-digit runs tonight that Panthers need to find a way to slow down number 5. So, Shivardelli ready to kick it away. Francis, Pio, Flank, Foster. They await at about the 5-yard line to return for Strathaven. Shivardelli, another boomer. High kick's going to angle towards Francis. He catches it 7 yards deep in the end zone for another touchback. So I don't know what they're doing up there in Broomall, but, man, Tigers have had kicking for years, it seems. Well, it's just had some fantastic legs.
Sometimes you set a standard, and it just the people live with it.
I just remember over the last few years, they've given their defense – 80 yards to play with, really. I mean, really, there's so many plays after touchdowns where the opposing offense is starting at their 20 again and again and again. Just a huge, huge weapon here, especially at the high school level. Split end to the left is Tom Foster. Wing to the right, Nick O'Connor. On first and 10, wing T look here for Fisher, who's back to pass. Fires to the outside, has Foster, who goes down to one knee and makes a sliding catch at the 28-yard line. Give him 8. Brings up 2nd down and 2, and that's another way to just kind of loosen up the defense.
Loosen it up and get some yards. I mean, if he'd thrown it a little bit further, he could have caught it on a run. He might have gotten some yards out of it. But the bottom line, 8 yards a play is not a bad number.
Yep. All right, here, 2nd down and 2. Wing T look, split end to the right is Foster. Give, and now there's flags. Pre-snap here. You're going to get a false start. Oh, boy. Panthers have not hurt themselves so far with penalties and or turnovers as they have in recent weeks. But this time, dead ball foul, false start indeed. 2nd and 2 suddenly turns into 2nd and 7 and perhaps a different play call here. All right. Very different look now from the 23-yard line. 3:51, 3:50 and counting to play here in the first half. 21-14, Marple Newtown on top. Academy Park up 29-14 on Innerboro at halftime. Here it's 2nd down and 7. 2 tight ends, Belleville to the left. Quick hitter to Hussein, who's going to be wrapped up. He was close to breaking into the secondary there, but only 3. Brings up 3rd down and 4. Nice work there by the – I didn't see who made first contact there on the tackle. But held on long enough to get some help. We miss you, Pete. Pete Fulginetti, you'd be all over that.
I'm not even keeping track of defense tonight.
I didn't see it.
I'll have to catch the film.
We will check it out on the film. All right, 3rd down and 4. They shift to 2 tight ends here. Dan Reeves checks in. He sets up to the right. John Francis wing to the right as well. Ebo Pio in the backfield alongside of Zach Hussein. 8 in the box for Marple Newtown. They show blitz up the middle. Hard count from Fisher. Turns, gives off the left side. Hussein cuts back to his right. 1st down and more. Into the secondary. Plows through 2 men to the 43-yard line.
Nice.
17 more for Hussein.
Boy, the line just opened that up. That was just you could almost driven a truck through that. That was that impressive of a hole.
94 on the ground for Zach Hussein. And you're right, Mike. That line was fantastic, that play. And again, starts off to the left, and that bounce back to the right that gives Sam Burke, the sophomore, a lot of credit at center. On first down, play fake, and they give it to Ebo Pio. Looking for room. He cuts back to the middle, and he was close to staying on his feet. They're going to give it the 49-yard line. Six more for Pio there. A little confusion for Marple Newtown there. They were slow getting to the line.
Yeah, well, it was a quick snap, so they weren't – no huddle. No, they're doing it again.
Here we go. From the right hash, T formation. Francis alongside of Hussein. Now Francis shifts wing right. On second down and short, it's Hussein off the right side. First down and into Tiger territory at the 43. Give him eight more, and he's topped the century mark again. Lots of offense in this one. 21-14, Marple Newtown. Panthers no huddle again. Marple defense caught off guard perhaps. Seven in the box this time. Hussein again cuts back to the right, picks up four more, down to the 38. All right. So, again, up-tempo. We saw the Eagles do this to snap out of a funk against the Redskins on Monday night. Panthers, not to say they were in terrible funk here, but just change it up a little bit.
Do you believe that first series in the Eagles?
Brutal. Second and seven here. From the 39, Fisher under center. Wing T behind him. Give play fake. Looking. Fires the flat. Has a man out here. Oh. Incomplete. Ebo Pio reached up. Couldn't haul it in. Just a bit off target, and Pio couldn't squeeze it. Third down and seven. So the flats are open. Just have to find a way to connect and these speedy guys run with it.
I think Pio just kind of took his eye off the ball for a second. It was in his hand. It was over his head, no doubt about it. But I think he was getting a little concerned about turning up field and just lost concentration.
Probably four down territory here for the Panthers. Third and seven. Tom Foster, split end to the left. Fisher sends a man in motion. They play fake to Hussein. Back, looking, fires, has a man out there. It's Francis, makes a catch, steps through a tackle. 15, 10, Francis to the four-yard line. Gain of 35. Terrific delivery from Fisher, and Francis made a man miss. John Francis for 35, and the Panthers set up first and goal.
Oh, boy, that was quite a throw, quite a catch. Almost had his helmet taken off. On that tackle, the first attempt to tackle, and then he ran for another 7 yards. I thought his head was coming off.
Yeah, clock restarts. 1:12, 1:11 and counting to play before halftime. First and goal from the four. Give it to Hussein off the left side. He's going to push the pile for a couple. Down to the 2-yard line. 1:07 now whistles here. Timeout called by Marple Newtown. They've need to get their defense back on the same page there, but third and seven, I said four down territory. Jake Fisher had other ideas. Great delivery to Francis. And, you know, we'll keep it right here. Try to keep you updated on some other scoring. Cardinal O'Hara on top of West Catholic 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Malvern Prep all over Haverford School 24-0 there. Pencrest trails Radnor 21-0 at half. A lot of other games just underway in the second half. Westchester East, can that be right? Are they on top of Sun Valley 28-6? Wow.
Well, they keep saying it. It must be true.
All right. Okay. And let's see. Glenn Mills attempts a fake punt. It's stopped by Chichester. We don't have a score update there. Upper Moreland 21, Upper Dublin nothing.
Ooh.
So Upper Moreland trying to run the table up in and win themselves the Suburban 1 American Division title outright. Here, second down and goal to go from the 2. T formation. 10 in the box for Marple Newtown. They give it to Hussein, who bounces off one tackle, spins his way forward, and I don't know. He's just shy. They're going to be inside the 1. Timeout, Marple Newtown. 48 seconds to play here before halftime, and they think, hey, absolutely. They think if Strathaven can punch it in here, which might be Zach Hussein on another carry. It might be Jake Fisher on a keeper as your ball is spotted at about the 1.
Yeah, it's just at the tip of the ball is right at the 1. So,
but Upper Moreland, again, the 2 seed right now with only Springfield in front of them. But, again, a win tonight for the Golden Bears would solidify that two seed. If Springfield were to lose, it's likely that Upper Moreland jumps ahead and takes the one spot.
What's the score on Springfield?
Springfield trails 10-7 to Haverford. Wow. Last we heard, they're just starting this, just underway in the second half. Here, third and goal from the one. Panthers, presumably two plays to move it 36 inches. 48 seconds to play before halftime. Panthers trying to tie it up. They trail 21-14. T formation, two tight ends behind Fisher. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to plow forward into the end zone for his fifth rushing touchdown of the year. Jake Fisher pounds it in, and the Panthers with a chance to tie. 44 seconds to play before halftime.
Ooh, I forgot my...
What a job by the Panther offense. Emmett Young on for the extra point, trying to go 3-for-3. And Marple Newtown, with one timeout remaining, will get a chance to get Paoletti and the offense back on the field. But here, ball spotted, snap, kick is away. Young didn't get all of it, but got enough. Yep. Up and good, and we are knotted at 21. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. See if the Panther defense can hold one more time before the intermission. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should. Down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
44 seconds to play here in the second quarter, and the Marple Newtown Tigers stand to get the football back. Panthers need a good coverage on a kickoff here to start.
Yep. And then they get it.
And then it's lockdown time.
Yeah, then it's going to be let them gain some yards and don't let them get behind you.
Jake Fisher with his second rush of the night. Only got a yard, only needed a yard to tie this game. End over end kickoff's going to come down to number 22, Jacob Simpson, who comes up the left hash, and he stretches out to the 44-yard line. Not the kind of coverage the Panthers wanted there. They went high end over end to one of the up men, and now Anthony Paoletti and Marlon Weathers and friends with pretty good field position, pretty good field goal kicker, and 39 seconds to play with before the halftime gun.
Yep, we were kind of laughing about Marple Newtown taking those timeouts, but this may work out for him.
We'll see. Oh, I wasn't laughing. I'm thinking, oh, man, this is
well, most high school teams couldn't really.
No.
They would just let the clock run out.
But Marlon Weathers can seemingly score from anywhere he wants on the field tonight. Paoletti can throw it anywhere he wants, and so they're taking a shot.
Absolutely.
So timeout Strathaven to give their guys a breather and think it over for a moment. At halftime, we'll have scores and updates from elsewhere. I'll check in with quite a few people, but at halftime, we do not have Pete Fulgenetti joining us tonight.
No, but we have Steve Reynolds coming down from Marple Newtown Tiger Radio, so he's going to come down and do a halftime show with
me.
So we'll hear from the competition, not only on the field, but in the booth.
Oh, is that competition?
Not really.
It's kind of a cooperative more than anything.
It really is. We both do our own thing, and then when the playoffs come once, which, you know, both teams will be in the playoffs at least for one game, so...
Yeah.
When we open up, we'll start looking to cover other PIA events in the area because nobody else has a broadcast. Well, Garner Valley does, obviously, and I don't know what Ridley does. They have a local
radio station, yep.
But
quick score update. Chichester and Glenn Mills tied at 8, end of the third quarter. So that's Chichester safely in the playoffs, but trying to do better seeding-wise. Have a chance to move into maybe the top 11 or 12. But a loss to Glenn Mills tonight would squash that hope. All right, here we go. First and 10. Paoletti and the Tigers from their own 43-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Marlon Weathers stands behind him. Back is Paoletti. With one timeout in his pocket, has time. Rolling to his left. Looking. He's going to scramble out to his left and step out of bounds near midfield. They'll actually spot him at the 48-yard line. Give him a gain of 4. 7 seconds run off the clock there. Second down and 6 upcoming. Paoletti generally speaking, good feet, good speed. He's 6'3", 215. He can run people over when he has to.
He's the second leading rusher for the team.
Yeah, and that being said, he's not moving as well as we've seen in the past. Yes. He is a little dinged up, seems more or a little less excited to run tonight. Let's put it that way. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. On second down, a six, Paoletti back again, and they just tackled Belleville, and there's a flag on the play. Back is Paoletti, fires to the near sideline, incomplete, looking for Dash Dalgarian, and I was going to say, in pass protection, Ethan Belleville was just mugged at the 40-yard line. They're going to move this back, I would think. Rather than third and six, or, yeah, Coach Clancy says move them back.
Yep.
It's going to turn into second down and 20-something when they march this off.
Yeah, well, the downs are not as big an issue as making sure Paoletti doesn't get a chance to throw it too deep. Well, he can throw, but, you know, just moving back further.
All right. So another holding penalty here. And Panthers defense has to adjust here. And looks like a kind of a quarters look, rather. Four defensive backs across. Two at the hash marks, two on the sidelines. And they'll move it back to the 30-yard line. Second down and 24. Two receivers, now three receivers to the left. To the right. And Weathers on the right hip. Back, and they run the draw to Weathers one more time. He's going to get some room off that left side. Straight ahead he goes. He's now to first down yardage. Can they hang on? He's carrying people inside the 40, inside the 35. 15 seconds to play before half.
Jeez.
And now they'll stop the clock. Did they call timeout? Or are they just trying to ground the ball here? Weathers just rips off a bundle.
He ripped off 38 yards.
38 yards. Under center is Paoletti. They start the clock, and they spike the ball, second down.
That gives him 205 yards so far based on my stats.
Did the Panthers call time, or did they spike the ball? Let's
see.
The
officials,
they spiked the ball.
But it looks like a timeout.
And now they spiked the ball to stop the clock, and now Coach Hollingsworth wants to talk it over with the defense here. Clock was stopped anyway, so the Panthers will talk it over. It'll be second down and 10. Okay. There was a timeout before the spike.
Really?
Okay.
All right. So that doesn't.
Panthers called timeout before the spike, I believe. So I think,
the down
marker is still showing first down.
All right.
So.
Good enough. So that never happened.
15.8, I think, is what the clock should read. But, Marlon Weathers, 10 carries for 205, right?
I have him for 205 and two touchdowns.
Unbelievable.
10 carries for 205. Yeah.
Over 20 yards a carry.
20 yards a carry, I mean, that's got to be a record somewhere.
He is.
And, of course, we tout people in our game when they make over 200 yards for good reason, because it doesn't happen very often.
200 and a half. Dan Connor had that one time against Springfield back in 2002. First game I did on my own from the roof of Springfield High School.
With the tape that didn't work?
It was over 200 yards in the first half.
I can't remember much, but I remember that.
He only played in the first half and still had over 200 yards and I think something like 9 carries. It's on the website. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Back is Paoletti with 15 seconds left. On first and 10, fires high to the outside and incomplete. Looking for Alden Mathis on a sideline route down near the 20. Incomplete, it falls. 11 seconds to play before half. Based on the pregame warm-up, they are looking at maybe needing 8 to 10 yards for a reasonable field goal shot.
I thought you were going to tell me they have a shot at a field goal from here. I said,
They need 8 to 10 to give Shivardelli a shot. We are tied at 21, 11 seconds to play here before halftime. Philman split to the left, three receivers to the right. Paoletti's back. Looking. Fires a little bubble screen underneath, caught by Dalgarian. He's going to make one man miss. Into the secondary he goes, carrying people down near the 10-yard line. 2.3 seconds to play here. This is going to stop the clock momentarily. And I think the field goal team's probably going to come on here. Yep, Coach Gicking calls timeout. And they're going to bring up a relatively short field goal here. Brings up probably a 28-yard attempt. 2.3 seconds left and nice little wide receiver bubble screen.
Yep.
Saw that on film quite a bit in watching some game tape this week. And that one went for 20-something.
Right? That went for 21.
Yep. So Dalgarian, two catches tonight for 23 yards. Paoletti now 5 of 10 throwing it for 52 yards and a touchdown pass to Luke Cantwell. So 21 all momentarily, but Shivardelli trying to give the Tigers the lead back with 2.3 seconds to play here before halftime.
So what's he kicking, 27?
Yep. Call it a 27-yard attempt out of the hold of Joe Keffer. From the left hash. Ball spotted. Kick. Plenty of leg, but he hooked it left. Oh, no, he didn't. He snuck it in there. Just inside the upright. Officials had a much better look than I did. Up and good. 24-21. The clock has hit zero on the first half. Marple Newtown takes the lead back, and they'll get the football back to start. Tough break there for the Panther defense, giving up those points at the end, but lots to feel good about for the Panther offense in the meantime. So we've had a good one through the first 24 minutes.
Sure have.
We'll stick with us through halftime and a whole lot more. We'll Yeah, go for it. We're going to break. We'll be back in just a few minutes on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Innitt's Wathmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Innitt's Wathmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
And welcome back to Strathaven High School, George L. King Field. Actually, it's the middle school, but that's another story, where the Marple Newtown Tigers lead 24-21 in an absolute slugfest. More points scored in the first half of this game than we've seen most of the year in the entire game. And we have joining us, Pete, by the way, is not here because he had car trouble, so he's probably listening to this. So we're interviewing his replacement. No, I'm only kidding. And so what we have is Steve Reynolds, who is the color commentary guy. He has my job basically with Marple Newtown Radio, And he's up there upstairs broadcasting on their network, and we're down here. So I asked one of them, which was Steve, decided to come down and volunteer and do the halftime interview, since they will give us a perspective that we rarely get, which is from the opposing team. So let me ask Steve, do you think, I mean, is this what you expected, or is this more scoring than you thought, or did you expect Marple to be out way ahead by this time, or what?
More scoring than I thought. I thought it was going to be a tight game.
Well, it's a tight game.
Yeah. So I thought, well, I expected
like
what I'm saying. Yeah. But 10-7, yeah, I didn't expect and I expect Fisher to be throwing the ball like this, but the way Hussein's been running the ball, it's been setting up the play action and just been killing Marple Newtown.
Well, we've talked about this for years, that you know, the only way that a wing tee works on the ground is if your kids are much bigger, much stronger, much better at blocking than the other guys are at defending. And we had that during 98, 99,
sure.
2000. We had those kids. But we haven't had those kids in 20 years. So the bottom line is that they're going to play the box because that's what works. And we're not big enough, strong enough to push them out of the box. But the passing will do it. And, of course, number 44 for Haven went for, big-time yardage because he's never had a pass all year long and nobody was bothering to cover him. So
yeah, he was. I mean, again, Hussein's been running the ball so well. And you said, I believe it, Belleville, right?
Belleville, right.
Ethan Belleville. The play – Fisher's outstanding job with the play action. Just found him right down the seam.
Right.
I mean, unbelievable. So, high-scoring game. It's a high-scoring first half we've seen between two teams. Marple Newtown was able to get that field goal at the end of the half. I was wondering why Coach Chicken was calling timeouts when you guys were on the one-yard line. But
I knew what that was all about. We were talking about it up here and going, you won't see this in high school very often because nobody has the audacity to think they're going to move – that fast down, but we chuckled, but we didn't chuckle at the coach. We chuckled because Marple Newtown has the type of team that you can sit there and say, just give me 40 seconds. We can probably get some points on the board. And, of course, you got a field goal kicker. That would have been good from Chicago somewhere.
And we talked to Dave, our play-by-play guy on the Tigers Radio Network. Coach Chicken ends at every practice with a two-minute drive, so –
so
they got that penalty on the kickoff. I said, what are they going to do in 25 seconds? Next thing you know.
Well, that bubble pass was a great call
because
that's really put you within field goal range. I mean, until then, they were doing what you thought they would do, throwing some passes and stuff. But when that bubble screen, or I guess it was a bubble screen is what it was, really broke open. And there's only so many things anybody can cover. And obviously they were covering what they thought they were going to do, and that wasn't one of them. But Weathers is having a great night. He's at 205 yards already based on my stats.
So he's having an outstanding game tonight. And there's been some games this year. He started a little slow besides a few, I think, Radnor and Garner Valley. He started for – but that first run he had for the Tigers, I knew it was going to be a special night for him. Then we started throwing the ball, and then we went back to the run, and you saw what the run's doing for us. Again, Hussein and Weathers, I think, have been the story tonight, but you can't discount what Fisher's doing for Strathaven.
No. Listen, everybody's performing well. I mean, the holes that Haven has put on the line on your defense have been remarkable. I mean, no doubt Hussein is running hard, but he's had some decent stuff to work with. We're starting to feel our own relative to the passes you've seen tonight. Of course, the pass is inconsistent in high school football. That's
sure.
The reason very few people count on it. But Marple seems to be, when their pass isn't working for them, they've been just killing us on some of those running plays. Of course, how do you defend against that? I mean, how many times are you going to play a guy that's got 20 carries for 205 yards? I'm just like, come on, really?
Exactly. I mean,
you don't defend that. You just – so, they'll do what they have to do. It should be interesting to see if anybody comes back with an adjustment or just basically says everybody just toughen up and playing the same way. Nobody's gotten a break yet, technically. Nobody's done anything stupid. Nobody's muffed it. Nobody's fumbled anything. There's been no interceptions. A turnover could be all the difference.
That could
game.
Open up the game.
Yeah.
And that missed extra point, and we went for two. I was like, uh-oh, we're going to start chasing a point there.
Yeah.
And he barely snuck that ball in. That was
okay.
Huge for the Tigers to capitalize on that. I thought it was big for them to score before the half because then they're going to get the ball back again.
Right.
See if they can add on to that lead. If not, as you said, turnover, might be the difference in this game. But it's good to see not many flags, a clean football game.
Yeah, and I didn't. Now, did you have you probably didn't. The ball that was ruled incomplete, did you get a decent look at that? Because it looked
our
like
our sideline guy, Eric DePentima, he said he was at a good vantage point. He said, first of all, we were saying, I don't know how that ref made the call.
Sometimes the angle is
but
better.
But, again, and he said drop. He said, I had the angle where that referee made the call. And it did hit the ground.
Okay.
But the back judge, who was right on it, called it complete.
Well, but your back judge is also
again,
looking at
it. Yeah, he doesn't know. Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And from his – but listen, the reason these calls exist, and I keep telling people when they complain about calls, I said, you know, the NFL has 15 cameras.
Exactly.
And replays and angles. And I said, there's a reason they do that. In high school football, nobody's going
to do that,
it.
Yeah.
But the same questionable calls can happen in high school.
Sure.
They can in the pros.
Sure.
We just don't have the resources to figure it out. So, no, that's what Brian and I said is, well, you know, yeah, the guy who was within 5 yards of the play called it as a catch, and the guy who was 55 yards away.
Exactly.
But, you know, look,
Vantage
the reason
point.
The ball stayed brown is because, in contrast to the green field,
sure,
it can be seen. So
that was a great effort. Was that Foster that went up for that?
It was Foster.
Double coverage went over Aaron Diamond, our safety.
Right.
I mean, that was an outstanding effort.
Yeah. Absolutely. But, so you'd hoped it had been a catch, but they ended up scoring anyway, so it
sure
doesn't make a difference. But at the end of the day, you know, those are the kind of plays that just, oh,
yeah,
God, no, really.
It's a close
so,
one.
And then, of course, we said, well, maybe we'll see it in the film. And I said, probably not, because the film's the same angle we're at. So we won't see it there either. But, all right, so obviously first possession for Marple Newtown. I don't know that it's critical they score. I don't even think it's critical they have a good outing the first time out. I mean, with a game this close, anything can happen. You know, normally when you're down by 14 or something, you can say, look, we got to score in the first possession or we're going to stay behind the eight ball. But so far this has been very much a back-and-forth game, which I suspect – has surprised Marple Newtown a little bit. I think they thought they'd kind of jump out, you know, if they could score this much. If they had thought they had 24 points, they thought we'd probably have 7, maybe 14.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what Haven thought. I mean,
and going up 7-0 early, Tigers probably thought their defense would come back out, make a stop, get that offense back on the field, score, you know, go up 14-0. But Strathaven's been punching them in the mouth. I mean, both playoff teams just fighting for position now.
That's it. And, you know, it's funny because we talk about a 5-4, and, of course, you look at the Daily Times, they're calling for Marple, which I said in my 50-yard line article, I said, look, you know, Marple's going to be favored for this because their offense is so explosive with the pass, but they are a two-man offense. I mean, there's obviously blockers.
Sure,
and
but
I don't want to take anything away from the line. But if you can stop one of those players, and but, of course, what Haven has found out is, well, okay, you can put the passing game on ice a little bit, but then you better make the tackles because weather's going to run all over you. So, anyway, I think we're just back to zero. I mean, yeah, you got a three-point lead, and that's fine. But I think
if they don't do anything with that, I mean, then now it's on a seesaw.
Yeah.
You know, if Haven goes up 28-24, then we might see 31-28. I mean, so it's going to
become last one when the ball wins.
Yeah, so
it's
going to
be
a fun second half. It's a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so because, you know, if one team starts to really excel and the other team starts to get dragged, it makes for a long call on the game. But more importantly, the kids won't be in it as much, and the crowd won't be in it as much. So we're hoping for a great half. Normally with Pete, we talk about the World Series a little bit. You want to say anything or about the Eagles coming up?
The World Series, I mean, it's been great. I got kind of a little tie to both teams. I mean, I have family in both areas, so I don't know who I'm rooting for. I'm just looking for a great World Series.
No, I'm a former Dodger season ticket holder. So
I love it. That's great. I mean, I want to see them win. I mean, it's their first time in it since, what, 87?
Oh, it's been 20, yeah, 88, I think.
88,
maybe
okay.
Maybe 87. But, yeah, I was at those games, obviously.
Okay.
And
beautiful state. I went there a couple years back. I love it there.
No, I bought seasons. I was actually at L.A. by 80, but I'd been to several World Series there.
Okay.
And, the stadium has changed, but it is a beautiful facility and a beautiful location. But, yeah, so I don't have any particular favorite other than I've always been a Dodger fan. But it's nice to see him back. But in the meantime, and what do you want to call anything for the Eagles this Sunday?
Now, it's going to be raining.
That's true.
A downpour here.
That's
so
true.
That can potentially level the playing field, but they should handle business against an 0-17.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Brian, should I go ahead and go back to commercials? We'll come back. You ready to go?
Hey, guys, I do appreciate it. Mike and Brian.
Listen, it's been a
really
pleasure having
you. Thank you.
Steve Reynolds from
Marble Newtown
Radio. Have a great time, and we'll be back.
Good luck second half.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That's great.
We'll be back. Let me get to my commercial spot because I got so involved I forgot all about that. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net. High School Football never sounded so good.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give them a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCulley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulcinetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field here in Wallingford. We just heard the auctioneer impression from Pat Murray reading off 97 seniors in the marching band tonight. Senior night for all of them, too. We mentioned our seniors playing their last home football game. Tom Foster, Sean Daly, Chris Rossini, Isaac Hess, Nick O'Connor, John Morris, Lee Holbert, Ryan Morris, Damon Navarro, Brian Boyer, Jake Shaw, Julian Brown, and Dan Reeves. But again, cheerleaders, band, just a tremendous atmosphere every time we're out, home or away. And again, thank you to all the seniors, all the contributions over the last 4 years. You will be missed. And again, it's been a lot of fun watching you grow up. In the meantime, we have score updates from all over District 1 and District 12. I want to start with walking into the stadium tonight, thinking about what the projected playoff field could look like. I did a projection this morning thinking about, okay, what could or was likely to happen tonight, wins and loss wise, and took a shot at it. I will say, through the first seven seeds, things are going in 5A as I expected. Springfield Delco right now, they are the one seed. They lead Haverford 17-10 at halftime. If they win tonight, they are absolutely the number one seed in 5A. Right. Cannot be caught. If Springfield were to lose that lead and lose the game tonight to Haverford, they could fall behind Upper Moreland, who is 9-0, the two seed, and leading Upper Dublin right now, 21-7, late in the third quarter. So Upper Moreland on top of Upper Dublin, as expected. Unionville, the three seed at the moment, playing Great Valley. They lead Great Valley at the moment, 28-7, late in the third. So Unionville holding serve would hold on to that number three seed. I don't think they can move to two. I think if they win and Upper Moreland loses, which is looking unlikely at this point, they could sneak ahead at two, but it doesn't look like Upper Moreland's going to give any ground tonight on their home field up in Willow Grove. Upper Dublin playing Upper Moreland, that the moment they're the four seed, if they lose that game to Upper Moreland, right now, again, they trail 21 to 7. If Upper Dublin loses, I still think they won't fall any further than the five spot. They are in good shape. Losing to a 9-0 team, no really shame in anything like that, aside from the idea that they'd like a share of that conference title in the Suburban One American tonight. But if Upper Dublin can't come back tonight, they will likely be the five seed. Academy Park, with a win over Interboro tonight, would hold at the four spot. And they lead Interboro right now 29-14 in the third quarter. So that's a 15-point game, and the Knights, defending District 1 champs, trying to make another run here late in the season. Right now, the sixth seed is Bishop Shanahan, and I think they're going to stay that way. They are playing Coatesville tonight. I thought they might get hammered up by Coatesville, and it's 48-13 Coatesville.
Okay.
Okay, so that seems to be as expected. I project them at the sixth seed, even with a loss tonight, because the seventh seed, the team that presumably could catch them, is Great Valley, and they're losing to Unionville, as expected. So I don't think Bishop Shanahan loses ground to Great Valley or to Marple in that way. Now, could Marple Newtown potentially catch Bishop Shanahan? It's possible. I think it's unlikely. So if Marple Newtown hangs on tonight with their 24-21 lead and beats Strathaven, I think Marple will jump to the 7 spot if that were to be the case. Now, if Strathaven were to come back and win, I think Strathaven jumps to the 8. Marple could fall to the 9 or the 10, because Ruston right now, Ruston has the 9 seed, holding serve, leading Kennett as expected. So I think Ruston... If Ruston wins, and if Marple Newtown wins, Ruston won't catch them. So, again, it could be Marple Newtown as the 7. It could be Great Valley as the 8. It could be Ruston as the 9. Or Ruston perhaps sneaks ahead of Great Valley, and Marple goes 7-8-9, becomes Great Valley. Strathaven, as the 10 seed at the moment, a loss tonight probably bumps them to 11. Oxford is not going to lose to Octorara. I said it this morning, and they're up 41-14.
I would say that's pretty much a lot.
So Oxford is not going to lose to Octorara tonight. My guess is that they jump Strathaven into the 10 spot if Strathaven can't turn it around tonight. Radnor, the 12 spot right now is occupied by Chichester. They are tied with Glen Mills at the midway through the fourth quarter. It's 8-8 last we saw, so we'll keep an eye on that one. A loss for Chichester, not really the end of the world. Radnor could maybe jump ahead of them. You'd be talking about a 12 seed maybe falling to a 13, but that would be about it. I think they're mostly locked in at the 12. They will not jump to the 11, even with a win tonight. They're not going to catch a Strathaven or whoever falls into that 11 spot. The 13 spot, right now it's Radnor. A win tonight would keep them there in all likelihood. Maybe they can get to the 12 if Chichester were to lose, but Radnor leads 21-0 over Pencrest last we saw. The 14 spot, right now Sun Valley holds it, but they trail Westchester East, who has one win on the season. That is kind of the big upset brewing right now. Westchester East at 1-8, but Westchester East leading 4-5 Sun Valley. Sun Valley could fall to 15, but I don't know that that'll happen, because Pencrest is losing to Radnor. The 16 seed at the moment is Kennett. They're losing to Ruston. Glen Mills would have to beat Chichester to even sneak ahead of Kennett at the 16, and I think Sun Valley is still safe.
All right, now for our listeners, we'll send out the quiz.
Yep, that's right. I will send this out about midnight tonight. There are a few bonus points still in play tomorrow afternoon.
And they actually have a seed meeting on Sunday.
That's right.
So when they lock all this together.
At the 5A level, games that could affect some bonus points but not really impact averages all that much would be Chester at Penwood tomorrow afternoon. That's probably about it. Upper Marion, Norristown, there might be a couple bonus points at stake, but for the most part, I think the playoff seeding is going to be mostly set. Strathaven wins tonight. I think they jump to the 8. They would host a home game, probably play either Ruston or Marple Newtown again, or a loss tonight bumps Strathaven to the 11, probably no worse than the 11, and you're on the road, likely at Bishop Shanahan, possibly Great Valley. And that's where it could land. But Academy Park in control right now on Interboro, seems to be in good shape to hold on to that 4 seed. Upper Dublin losing, but I don't think they fall any lower than 5. So I think that's where end it for the moment, and then I'll be up late tonight trying to figure it out before ahead of the seating meeting.
Check back with havenfootball.net. We will post our theories probably on Sunday.
Yes.
And then we will obviously announce on Monday the actual seating situation.
In other local teams of interest here, Upper Darby needs a win tonight. They win, they're in. Unfortunately, they trail Ridley 30-14. Josh Gooch has left the game with a concussion. Possible concussion is what's being reported. So Ridley has an outside shot to sneak into that 16 spot. It is looking unlikely, however, because Springford is absolutely hammering Pope John Paul. So if Upper Darby falls out of the 16 spot, somebody can jump in. It looks at the moment to be Springford in that 16 spot. Garnet Valley all over Conestoga. They're up 35-12. They will hold that two spot no matter what. The winner of Pensbury and Neshaminy will get the one seed in 6A is what I'm projecting now. Coatesville destroying Bishop Shanahan. Coatesville is going to be 9-1, and I'll bet they're a 6 or a 7 seed.
Well,
that is going to be a tough out in 6A.
3-7 teams.
Yes.
Okay, in the meantime, Upper Moreland, what's the latest?
Upper Moreland is winning big at the moment. They're up 21-7 early in the fourth quarter. So okay, Upper Moreland's about to run the table in the Suburban One American. Here, we're ready to play some football again. Extended halftime on senior night, but the players are back out there, and Emmett Young has it teed up. Ready to kick it away. Marble Newtown will receive this kick and move right to left as we start this third quarter. 24-21, Tigers on top as we start this second half. Garnet Valley up 42-14 now on Conestoga. Perk Valley is crushing Potts Grove at the moment. And here we go. So 24-21, and we are underway. Line drive kick from Emmett Young. It's going to worm its way down to the 20-yard line. It's picked up there by 25, Tayron Johnson, and he runs it out to the 40-yard line. Boy, the kick coverage tonight has seen better days, let's put it that way.
Certainly has.
So, good field position again for the Tigers. They have a three-point lead and the football to start this third quarter. All right, so we'll see what other updates we can get you here. Souderton's up 21-14 on CB West. If CB West loses that game to two-win Souderton, their playoff hopes are in trouble, believe it or not. All right, here we go. Anthony Paoletti, pistol formation behind him with Marlon Weathers on first and 10 from their own 42. The Tigers start the second half. Give it to Weathers off the left side. He runs right into Ethan Belleville, who drops him for a loss. Back to the 39-yard line. They'll lose three. First negative carry of the night for Weathers. So
that may put him under
too bad. He's at 200 on the nose after a minus three. Just 11 carries. 10 carries for 203 in the first half is what I had for Marlon Weathers.
I've got him at 203 now.
Yeah,
I only took two off for
he's
that.
He's been fantastic.
Yeah, well, he's only had 20 carries. That's the amazing part.
Yep.
It's always amazing to get 200 yards. When you do it in 20 carries, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, or 10. Right.
10 carries.
All right, here we go. Four wide again. Back to pass is Paoletti on second and 12. Looking. He steps up, fires over the middle, incomplete. Underthrows his man, Alden Mathis. And, boy, a little more air under that, and Ebo Pio might be going the other way.
Yep.
Third down upcoming, and 12. Marple Newtown at their own 40-yard line. I would be cautious if I were Strathaven here. Watch for a draw, and also watch for another bubble screen.
Yep.
They run that little rocket screen with one of the outside receivers cutting back over the middle.
Yeah, they're third and 12, but they certainly have the capability to.
And a guy, big, strong kids at the receiver positions. Dulgarian goes 6'2", 215. Tough to bring down. Back is Paoletti on third and 12. Steps up, fires down the middle. It is caught. It's right at the hash mark seam pattern into Strathaven territory at the 31. Gain of 29.
Jeez.
For number, who's that? Is that eight or six? Is that Cantwell again?
Who caught the pass?
Yeah.
I thought it was number one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it one? It was Philman. Yeah. Okay, Philman's first catch of the night goes for 29. No, it was Cantwell. I thought it was Cantwell. I thought it was six. Yep.
Was I wrong?
Yeah, I think it was six. It was big Luke Cantwell. Third catch of the night.
Sorry.
He has 54 yards and a touchdown. Give us to Weathers on first down. He runs into Ryan Morris. After a gain of just two at the 28. So nice work there by Morris to stand up. And Morris, another double-digit tackle effort a week ago. And an interception. Big play for the Panther defense against Radnor last week. And Ryan Morris coming into tonight, 125 tackles in 9 games. He's been in double digits, 7 out of the 9 games coming into tonight. Here we go again for the Panthers. Receivers split. Back to pass. Looking. Firing over the middle. It is intercepted by Tom Foster. Overthrew his man on the slant. Mathis, and just like that, Tom Foster diving play on his knees at the 5-yard line. And, wow, just a little off target. And the Panthers forced the first turnover of the night.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, we talked about that potential.
Okay. All right. So, ball spotted at the 7-yard line. Panthers, long field in front of them, but they keep Marple off the board to start this third quarter. Two tight end set, and Jake Fisher turns and gives to Ebo Pio. Lots of running room into the secondary. He goes, steps through a tackle, and takes it to the 19 for a first down. Pio picks up 12. Good work by the pulling guard that time, and Morris leads the way for a Panther first down. Pio, 7 carries for 38 yards here. Hussein, 19 carries for 108 in the first half, and a Panther score. Here, a little more breathing room. It's Hussein, first time in the second half with a carry. He's going to get the 20-yard line, and that's about it. Call it no gain as number 55. Was that 51?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Yeah. Catcher Katsas, 57.
The meatball sandwich starting to come back a little bit, huh? we were fed tonight, which is unusual in the booth, so they had meatball sandwiches and roast beef sandwiches, so we scarfed up before the broadcast, and this is the reason we don't.
Yeah, we're
because we're old.
Catching
it keeps
our
coming
breath.
Back.
That's
yeah.
right. Second down and 10. Motion man is P.O. Play fake to Hussein. Back to pass is Fisher. Has a little bit of time. Rolling to his right, looking. Firing it is incomplete.
Ooh.
Just tipped over the head of Nick O'Connor at the 35-yard line.
That was really a good play. I mean, he really kept his eyes downfield. He kept looking. Couldn't complete it, but he got close, and I think it's 6 weeks ago that would have never happened.
Yep. Nice work there by Fisher. Nice job by O'Connor to turn it upfield, just wheel upfield as he ran out of room on the sideline on the out. But third down and 10 now for the Panthers. Nothing to go on first down on the first down carry. Makes it a little tougher, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does.
Tom Foster split end to the left. Behind Fisher is O'Connor, who goes in motion. They play fake to Hussein, back looking. They throw the wheel route, has a man out there, and it is intercepted.
Oh.
Ball underthrown, and it's picked off by Jack Fallows. He's tripped up by Ebo Pio at the 42. But the Panthers and Tigers trade turnovers here to start this second half.
Yeah, but much closer to this end of the field, unfortunately.
Yep. All right, they'll spot it at the 42-yard line. The Tigers with the football, moving right to left, and a three-point lead. 24-21, 8:47 to play here in the third. Foster and Fallows with the picks on consecutive possessions here. All right. Upper Darby, 4th and 1 from its own 22, is going for it. They trail 36-22. They're climbing back into that game with Ridley. Here's Marlon Weathers. Draw play up the middle. Straight ahead into Sean Daly at the 38, rather. Give him 4. Daly in the game, not quite at 100% health-wise. Not seen him on the offensive side of the ball at all over the last 2 weeks, but trying to contribute there at outside linebacker. And Panthers need every bit of help they can get with this high-powered offense. Wing to the left, and you're going to get a false start here against Marple. A couple guys jumped ahead of the snap. It's going to bring up second down and 11. Perk Valley all over Pottsgrove, 44-19. So the Vikings about to win their second straight pack title. Chichester and Glenn Mills have gone overtime.
Whoa, really?
Chichester has the ball first. They've thrown 2 incompletions on first and second down. Cardinal O'Hara trails West Catholic 12-7 at half.
Yeah, real quick, high school audiences, overtime is from the 10-yard line, 4 downs. You score, you kick, you do whatever you have to. If you turn the ball over, that's the end of your possession, and it goes to the next team.
Second and 11. Receivers are split. Slot to the right. Paoletti back to pass. Looking. Fires the slant. It is intercepted by Foster. Nothing but green in front of him, so it's a foot race. At the 50. 45. Weathers turns him inside at the 40. Foster still on his feet at the 35. And his second interception takes it to the 28-yard line. Oh, Foster caught it flat-footed, or he would have been gone. Nice work by the Tigers to pursue, but a big play from Tom Foster takes it back to the 28, and two straight interceptions off the arm of Anthony Paoletti land in the lap of number three.
Wow.
Four interceptions a year ago for Foster. He has four now this year. He had the interception against Marple in last year's game, and now the Panthers in business, trailing by three, but first and 10 at the Tiger 28. Tight end to the left is Reeves. Belleville to the right. Wing T behind Fisher. They give it to Hussein. Off left tackle. Straight ahead for a couple. They'll give him the 25-yard line, so call it three. End of the third quarter. Score update. Springfield and Haverford tied at 17. A win for Haverford tonight not only locks them up for a playoff berth, but gives them Garnet Valley and Springfield a share of the Central League title.
That'll kill Springfield. They won it all this year.
Second and seven. Give is to Francis. He's got room into the secondary. He goes across the 20, and the freshman down to the 19. Well, they'll put it down on the 20, so give him five, and, boy, he has a burst, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does have a burst. I tell you, he's going to be something to watch.
Oh, yeah. He and Pio, and even next year Hussein with another year.
Yep, yep.
Next year's team, Fisher's back for another year. You have to replace the whole left side of that line with
we
the tight end over.
We can train linemen.
All right, third down and two from the 20. Panthers trying to keep it moving. It's Hussein for a first down and more. He's going to push his pile and still on his feet at the 15 and drags a tackler to the 13. Not to be denied, seven more yards for Hussein, 22 carries, 118 yards and a score. Fresh set of downs for the Panthers with 6:38 to play here in the third.
I'll tell you, this as much has been back and forth in the first half, this is even more incredible for the second half so far.
All right. Two tight ends again. It's Francis this time, and he's going nowhere. Miller wraps him up immediately.
Maybe a loss.
No gain. Maybe they'll lose one even.
Looks like they're okay.
All right. Second down and 10. Nothing doing that time. And this is where.
They did lose.
All right. This is where the Panthers have had a little trouble earlier in the first half. Had a drive stall going this direction. Just about this spot on the field. Yeah. Second down and 10 from the 13th. Panthers trailing by three. Trying to get three, but. Seven would be better. They shift. Wing to the right goes O'Connor. It's Hussein up the middle. Sees part. He's going to push his way down near the five. Give him eight more. And it brings up third and short. This feels a little more manageable.
Yeah,
right?
Third and two.
Four down territory here? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, unless they decide to try for a field goal.
Yeah,
I don't know.
See how the third down play goes.
Yep.
Fisher brings in the play. They'll snap it from the right hash. 5:19, 5:18 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Fisher with Belleville tight end to the left, Reeves to the right. T formation behind him. They give off the left side. It's Hussein pushing his way forward. I think he has it. It's going to be close. Going to be close. I think he has it if you're eyeballing from here. The referee in the backfield says first down. The Panthers will have first four downs.
From the two.
From the two.
Yep.
All right.
Ooh.
Well, they clock melts.
Couldn't make this any more exciting, could they?
And this is exactly what they want to do. Take their time. There's something fun about big plays and scoring quickly, but, you know, not long on the field, but several plays here. You get it to third and fourth down a couple times here. Wears out that defense. 4:40 and counting to play in the third. First and goal from the two. Fisher to Hussein off the right side. He pushes his way forward and into the end zone for the second time tonight. Zach Hussein gives the Panthers the lead again with 4:34 to play in the third. 25 carries, 131 yards, and two scores for the junior fullback. Wow.
Wow is right. I'm a little speechless at the moment, but I'm sure you'll cover for me.
All right. Emmett Young for the extra point. 27-24, extra point pending. Tom Foster's second interception of the third quarter is what set this up. Ball spotted, kick is away, and he hooked it. It's good. Just did sneak it inside the left upright. Both kickers have had close calls at that end of the field, but the Panthers lead by four. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds on havenfootball.net.
Whoop, hold on a second. All right, here we go.
There you go.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Strathaven 28, Marple Newtown 24. With 4:34 to play here in the third quarter. Two turnovers coming out of halftime for the Tigers. And the Panthers take advantage of the second one. End over end kickoff is going to come down on a hop. Bounce away from Weathers momentarily. He picks it up at the 13-yard line. He steps to his left, steps to his right, and is tripped up at the 25. Much better coverage that time from Ebo Pio and Ethan Belleville. So, long field in front of the Tigers and trying to snap out of a less than exciting third quarter offensive display so far. Marlon Weathers, since halftime, -3, -2, and -4 on his three carries. Paoletti, incomplete, interception. Those are the six plays as the Panther defense has stiffened here. First and 10 from their 26. Marple Newtown with the ball, now trailing by four. Give it to Weathers, looking for a little running room. Tries to bounce it side to side. He's going to pick up a couple, but the Panthers finally swarm at about the 28. Gain of just two.
Good coverage, but he was moving around. I mean, he got, what did he put him at, 29?
Panthers stayed in their lanes very well that time. Didn't give any ground. Now they're going to give him the 30.
Wow.
All right. Give him four. Second down and six upcoming.
Which was 3.5 by himself.
Yeah, right. They stayed in their lanes. They didn't give him any, and they kept him contained. Did not give him the outside edge, which has been the issue through the first two quarters. On second and six, they give it to Weathers one more time. Straight ahead he goes. First down, but you got a flag back near the line of scrimmage, and we'll see. Holding, says the umpire, and they're going to back him up from the 31-yard line back to the 21. So Marple Newtown has really hurt themselves with some penalties tonight. Instead of first down out near the 40, this will be second and about 15 from the 21, I believe, when they march this off.
It should be.
Yep. So yep. Second and 15 instead, another penalty against the Tigers. All right. Upper Darby is going to get the football back with 10 minutes left in regulation. They trail Ridley by 14, 36-22. Royals, not dead yet. Here we go, and let's see. Whistle's pre-snap. We'll see what
no flag.
See what the call is. No, not a flag. I think they were. All right, what are they adjusting here? They're going to say, I don't know what the issue is.
Something about the
clock? A couple of players. Players came over. What are they signaling up there?
I
don't know if they want to reset the clock.
No, they're going to pick the ball. What are they doing? Oh, okay, he's just standing over the ball. Okay. Oh, they want to change the clock to 3:40.
Oh, okay, 3:40 instead of 3:46. Okay, they're going to wait for the game clock there. Yep, they're adjusting that now, and we'll try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere. 49-19, Garnet Valley on top of Conestoga. Radnor, 35, Pencrest 6. Radnor looking to go 5-5. Perk Valley up 43-19. Back to pass Paoletti on second 15. There's that bubble screen again. Up the middle they go with it, and Dulgarian's going to push. Ball came out. Let's see. Scramble for it. Ball came out at about the 32-yard line. He's going to be a few yards shy of a first down, but who landed on the football? Let's see. Referees on pile. Panthers say they have it, and they do!
Do you know who got it?
I think it was Prochniak. It was 32, the sophomore on top of it. Third turnover of this third quarter. And Strathaven with the football and a four-point lead at the Tiger 32-yard line.
Wow.
Prochniak on the recovery. Give them 11 on the completion to Dulgarian. But the Tigers, mistake-prone here in this second half. Two tight end set. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. O'Connor and Hussein in the backfield on first down. They fake to O'Connor. Back to pass. Fisher steps up, and he's going to be dropped. Ball popped out. I don't know. And let's see. I think they gave it right back. Was he down first? I don't think the officials think so. Fisher says he was down first, but the officials are going to disagree here, I think. Let's see. Still no signal from the official. Fisher says he was down. It was awfully close. And we'll wait and see. First down, Marple Newtown.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Strathaven sideline disagrees as Fisher sacked. Well, we'll call it a no gain on the play. It was right at the 32. The ball popped out, and it was awfully close. That's one that you'd need an instant replay for to really know for sure. Close, close call, but teams give a turnover. They trade fumbles now. All right, so first and 10 at the 33. New life here for the Tigers. Dulgarian split far to the right. To the left is Alden Mathis. Fallows in as an H-back. Keeping it himself is Paoletti on the quarterback power run right up the middle for maybe a couple. Give him two.
Not much power run there.
Yep. So quarterback dive goes for just two. And I mentioned, I guess it was at halftime or maybe earlier in the first half, but, he is not willing to run right now and not quite.
He's not 100%.
No, not 100%. Glenn Mills has upset Chichester, which I think is going to put the Battling Bulls as the 16 seed in the playoffs. Congrats to Glenn Mills for sneaking into the playoffs. Great job. Give is to Marlon Weathers. Off left side, straight up the middle now. Cuts to his left, and he's got himself a first down out to the 48.
And the Panthers are absolutely tearing at that ball.
Yep, but he need to make a stop. Yeah, he is strong, strong, strong.
That's where coach has to come in and say, look, guys, stop with the ball, Darren, and tackle him.
224 yards on the ground for Weathers.
I got 228 for what it's worth.
Paoletti has been held to 63 yards passing thus far, but he can strike at any time. Dulgarian split to the right, Mathis to the left. Give is to Weathers one more time, right up the middle, and Belleville's got him by the shirt tail. And still, he's going to push forward across the midfield stripe for a gain of two. Second down and eight upcoming. So Glenn Mills has knocked off Chichester. I mentioned it at halftime. I don't think that affects Chichester too much. It might drop him to the 13 seed, but not much worse than that. But it's going to put Glenn Mills ahead of Kennett. It's going to put them maybe ahead of Pencrest even. Glenn Mills will do no worse than a 16 seed and possibly a 15 if they can sneak ahead of Pencrest. Great job by Coach Owens and the Bulls. All right, second down and eight. Motion from Cantwell. They run the toss play to this near side. Looking for room is Weathers. Turns up field. Flag on the play at the 45. We'll see. Didn't he throw a flag right there? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
okay.
Right on the side judge. Right at about the 48-yard line. And you're going to get a holding call and march it back. All right, holding against Marple Newtown again.
Well, this has been a case where Marple Newtown now in the second half is really, forget the turnovers right now, just shooting themselves in the foot.
Yep. Three turnovers for the Tigers just in this third quarter. That's the second costly holding penalty. And it'll turn this into second down and about 16.
Of course, the question is, are they holding because they're getting fatigued, the defense is overpowering them, they're not getting the blocks they want, and they're trying to do what they can to stop them?
Yep.
And that's conjecture, obviously. We have no idea. But that could be an indication that Haven's defense is having some success.
From the 42, we'll call it second down and 17. Marlon Weathers, slot left. Empty backfield this time for Paoletti. Back to pass. Has time. Belleville ridden to the ground, and they fire to the outside, incomplete, looking for Dulgarian. Pass underthrown on the comeback route, and it'll be third and 16. Belleville asking for help from the referee there as he was just ridden to the ground. I don't know if he was held necessarily, but again, he has given up about 100 pounds to the offensive tackle in front of him, but Belleville is
And he's giving him fits.
Yeah, he's had himself a good night anyway.
If he's not getting around him, he's shoving him back in the hole. He's disrupting the passing game. I mean, you can tell that by the numbers. If they didn't have a running game, they wouldn't have a game here right now, although they've had some nice passes, no doubt about
Cantwell slot right, Dulgarian split right. Slot left is Marlon Weathers on 3rd and 17. Paoletti, Panthers send 4. Back to pass on a 5-step drop. Steps away from one man. There's going to be another holding call. Fires over the middle, complete to Dulgarian, and he's got room across the 30 to the 20. He's grabbed by the shirt tail and banged out of bounds, but this is going to come back as Lee Holbert is waving at everybody, saying, now come on back. They held me.
Yep.
I would have had his lunch there had it not been for the holding, and indeed it is. Spot foul from the 32-yard line. We'll march this back to the Marple 22. Ouch. That's essentially a 20-yard loss.
But there would have been no pass.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Hold, so.
Yeah, Holbert had a great jump on that one. Gets a high five from Belleville, who thought he was held on the prior play. And so Panthers leading 28-24. 46 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. And this is going to be third down and, oh my goodness, 36, I think.
And as nice as the first half was played by both teams with very few penalties and no turnovers, and
yep.
This has gone to Hades in a basket here.
That is a very well done there, Mike, with a rated G answer.
That's
on a
right.
family broadcast.
Kids
here on havenfootball.net.
You know what Hades is? H-A-D-E-S. Look it up on Google.
Okay. Third down. And 36. Empty backfield for Paoletti. Panthers with a quarters look. Two receivers to either side. He's back to pass and rolling to his right. They look a little bubble screen to this backside. Looking for room as Weathers has room up this near sideline. Look out. Weathers at the 50. 45-40. Can Foster catch him at the 20? No. They will go the distance. 78 yards on the screen.
Unbelievable.
Could have guessed that you're going to give it to Weathers and see what he can do with it. 78 yards for the touchdown and a Marple Newtown lead late in the third quarter.
Oh, boy.
What a game this has been.
Whoa, boy.
Well, they'll look at that one on film later
and
say, boy,
sick.
Third and 36. And there it goes. First catch of the night for Weathers. He's been in the end zone 3 times tonight. This one, his longest of the night, which is saying something,
yep.
Because his first two were from 53 and 65. He is over 300 yards of total offense. Extra point is away and good. Shivardelli pounds it through. 31-28. Marple Newtown on top of Strathaven here. 32 seconds left to play in the third. See what the Panthers can do coming back on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Strathaven to get the football back. The 12th man making the sounds below us. 31-28 Marple Newtown. High end over end kick comes down to Tom Foster at the 2-yard line. Straight up the middle comes Tommy. Dances to his right momentarily. Crosses the 20, but then is driven backwards. And the Panthers trailing by 3 with 25 seconds left here in the third quarter. And a long field in front of them. They'll have it at their, call it 21 or 22 yard, 21-yard line. And goes from there. All right, Upper Darby has turned it over on downs. Ridley still up by 2 scores late in the fourth there. So, again, this is a tough one for, well, 2 Central League teams because I think while it's a big win for Ridley, they're going to fall just shy of the playoffs with a spring forward win, and it knocks Upper Darby out. So two Central League teams are going to just miss at the 6A level. Here, First and 10 from the 21-yard line. Give on the jet sweep. Looking for room is Johnny Francis on the Mustang sweep, rather. Across the 20 and out to the 25 for a gain of four.
I think he's missing something. He keeps turning it upside outside the end, and it seems to be green on the other side. I don't know what.
The contain man was pretty good over there. I don't know. We'll watch the film.
Was he way out? Yeah, I thought he was open there.
I thought the corner did a pretty good job turning him back inside. But second down and six is where we will go with it. In the fourth quarter, they'll switch sides of the field. It's switched back and forth all night on the scoreboard. Back and forth we go. Marple Newtown on top at the moment, 31-28. Glad you joined us live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Fourth quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. We'll have Pete Fulginetti back next week, but glad he and others are listening at home. It's been a wild one. 31-28 Marple Newtown as we start the fourth quarter. Strathaven, second down and six now from their own 25. They move right to left. Jake Fisher with eight men in the box. They give it to Francis, who's going to spin his way. I'm sorry, O'Connor across the 30 out to the 32. I think he's going to have a first down. Good work by O'Connor, who wants a flag coming up. But here we go. They're going to give him the 32-yard line and a first down. Gain of seven for Nick, his best run of the night. And the Panthers move the sticks. This, again, is where you can... choose some time off the clock.
Yeah, you're only down by three. Touchdown obviously puts you ahead. You're in the fourth quarter. This may be, we talked a little bit with Steve Reynolds of Marple Newtown Radio about, last one with the ball wins. This may come down to that.
Yep. First and 10, Strathaven. From their own 32, Tigers show blitz. They give it to Hussein, who is tripped up by the shoe tops. Nice work there by Fallows on the stop. There was room to run after he had gotten through that first line of defense. Instead, they'll put it down on the 37. Second down and about, call it seven. Hussein, first half, 19 carries, 108 yards, and a score. Second half now is added to the totals. Give it to Hussein one more time, and the fullback ran into his own man that time. They did a great job, they being the Tiger defense, standing up the line there. No push that time, no gain for Hussein. 27 carries for 134 now and two scores, but third down and six upcoming for the Panthers.
Big third down for the Panthers.
Absolutely.
It's been back and forth, but I don't think not scoring on any given possession is the end of the world, but what you really got to be worried about is which way the field is tilted.
Yep. Don't want to give up anything at this point,
right?
Especially the line of scrimmage here. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. Wing to the right, John Francis. They show blitz and they come with it. What rolling to his right is Fisher. He's going to look, fire high and over.
Yes.
And they're going to throw and they're going to say intentional grounding.
Yeah, there was nobody there.
Nobody there. Foster went deep down the sideline. There was nobody out there. No pattern, no protection really. Fisher had nowhere to go with it. Threw it away. Intentional grounding. That's a loss of down and a loss on the play. So, speaking of tilting the field, Ryan Krause is going to have to come up with something spectacular to boot it away and turn it the other direction. Aaron Diamond, the free safety, stands deep to return along with Alden Mathis. They wait with their heels on the 40-yard line. And with 10:17 to play in regulation, Marple Newtown stands to get the football back here.
Decent field position.
Good field position, I would think, as the return men standing closer to the midfield stripe now after the penalty. And they have a three-point lead. Krause awaits. Snap is a good one. No pressure. Steps into it. And it's a high wobbler. It's going to come down at the midfield stripe. Caught there at the 49-yard line by Alden Mathis. And Well, Marlon Weathers has shown he can score from really anywhere. Doesn't field position may not matter right. Anyway, right? If Weathers has scored now from 53, 65, and 78 yards. A couple of finals I want to share with you here. Coatesville crushes Bishop Shanahan, as expected, 55-13. Downingtown East over Avengrove, 35-25. That's gone final. North Penn all over Abington. That's gone final. Fourth quarter score, Springfield back on top, 24-17 on top of Haverford. Pensbury on top of Neshaminy. Winner gets the one seed in 6A. It's 20-14 there. Here, Paoletti, little bubble screen in the near sideline. It's caught by Delgarian. He has a room looking for across the 35 to 45-40, down near the 35-yard line until he's running out of bounds. See where they spot this on the near sideline. Shifty, shifty running from Dulgarian. Not fantastic speed, but certainly fast enough, and he makes guys miss. Down to the 39, 35 he goes for a gain of 15 and a first down. Fourth catch of the night for the senior.
Yeah, Sean Daly had him in his sights, but just couldn't make the play.
156 yards passing now for Paoletti. 78 of it came on one play. Alden Mathis, split to the right, three receivers to the left. It's Weathers in the backfield. They run the draw to him, and he's going to bounce it out to the left side. Again, everybody pinched in. Daly had him by the shirt tail and got some help here from Belleville and friends, and still pushing his way as Weathers to the 30-yard line. That's a good, tough five-yard run for the junior. So Weathers picks up five more. Give him 231 on the ground, 78 through the air. On the receiving end of a touchdown pass. Garnet Valley's gone final, 49-19 over Conestoga. Upper Moreland has hung on to beat Upper Dublin 21-20. Okay. So they will finish as the two seed if Springfield wins tonight. Back to pass. Nope, they run the draw again. Off to the left side and first down and more for Weathers on the far sideline. Bumped out of bounds over there by Ebo Pio. But it'll be enough for a first down. They march it to the 22-yard line. Give him seven. Sean Daly actually in on the stop, not Pio, but first and 10 at the 23, we'll call it. So Upper Moreland will do no worse than the two seed, going 9-0 on the regular season. They may get the one if Haverford can come back on Springfield.
My concern for Haven now is fatigue.
First and 10 from the 23, Paoletti back. They would throw a little... I'll call it a lateral to Dulgarian up the far sideline, and he's got a first down and more. Down near the 10-yard line, maybe spotted on the 8. I don't know if that's a reception or if that's a lateral. It's hard to see the angle from there. I thought it was backwards, but going to give him 15 on the run.
I gave him a pass for
that.
Did
you? Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. We'll call it 15 on the pass
down
then.
Down to the 7, but I'll review it with
the
film.
That's fine. Three receivers to the left, Dulgarian in the slot. Filman singled up on the right side with Tom Foster. From the 7 on first and goal, they've pump fake and they run the draw, looking for room as Weathers. He runs through one tackle, but the Panthers stack him up at about the 4, maybe the 3. Prochniak with first contact, Belleville, Kraus, and others on the stop. Pio checks out, O'Connor checks in. It'll be second and goal from the 3. 3-point lead here for Marple Newtown. Panthers trying to force a field goal. 242 yards rushing for Marlon Weathers, who stands behind Paoletti in the gun. Pistol look here on second and goal from the 3. It's Weathers one more time. Off the left side, still on his feet. He just waits and waits and waits. Great patience, and his third rushing touchdown of the night, fourth overall. And Marlon in from the 3 has made this a two-score game.
Oh, boy, this will be tough. Tough coming back from this.
Well, Panthers have not shown any quit in really any game here, and they've moved the ball quite well for much of the evening.
Absolutely. It's just they need two scores here in 8.5 minutes, which means they have to score relatively quickly for them.
Springfield looks like they're going to hang on against Haverford. Here, extra point up, extra point good. 38-28, Marple Newtown on top. Stick with us. We'll have scores from elsewhere and then hopefully a big Panther comeback when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent.
Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Luke Shivardelli ready to kick it away for Marple Newtown, who has a 10-point lead now on the Panthers. Line drive kickoff angling towards the sideline and rolls out of bounds. Illegal procedure against Marple. We'll see what Coach Clancy wants to do, put the offense on the field or make them kick again. I think you take the penalty here and give yourself the 35, the way they've kicked off most of the night, inside the five and touchbacks. But, all right. Here we go. We'll get you a couple score updates. It looks Archbishop Wood has knocked off LaSalle, 31-17. Quakertown's gone final, 42-23 over Plymouth White Marsh. The Panthers, those Panthers, Quakertown Panthers, are in the playoffs. Neshaminy knocks off Pensbury. Neshaminy's going to end up as the one seed in 6A. Innerboro trails Academy Park 50-27. So Academy Park's going to hold serve there. They will likely be the four seed going into the playoffs. All right, here we go. Panthers trying to get something going. Eight men in the box. They show blitz. Back to passes. Fisher looking, looking, looking. Has time, running out of time. Fires. Complete to Foster. Makes a man miss at the 40. 45 out near midfield. Tom Foster to the 49-yard line for a gain of 14.
Wow, that was a really nice play. A
little improv work there from Fisher and Foster. And Foster's third catch of the night. Gives him 33 yards on the evening and a Panther first down. 119 yards passing for Fisher. That's the most he's had, I think, all season. No huddle here for the Panthers. Marple's not ready for it. Under center is Fisher. Eight men in the box again. The give is to Pio, looking for room off the right side. Straight into the secondary he goes. Stood up there at the 43-yard line, but give him seven more. Eight more, actually. And Ebo Pio, effective running again tonight. Eight carries, 46 yards for the sophomore.
Well, they're doing what they have to do. They're moving the ball. They're doing. I mean, they've got time. They just They can't afford to get tied up down in the 10 or something.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Need a score here. Some type of points on the board, trailing by 10. They show blitz in the A gap again. Here they come, and rolling to his left is Fisher. Looking, looking, looking. He's going to step forward and is going to be close to a first down. I think he'll be a yard shy. We'll see. Maybe they're going to give it to him. Let's see. If they give him the 41-yard line, they're going to move the chains. Yep. Fisher, yep. They're going to move the chains here. First down. All right. Give him 2 yards.
Yeah,
stops
thinking
the clock
about it.
And moves the chains.
They're not
forward.
Yet. They're debating.
Really?
They're
okay.
Going to measure.
All right. It'll be third and an inch or a first down. We'll see. Yep. They're going to move it. First down. Okay. Gain of two for
down.
Fisher. Not exactly lighting up the stat sheet on the run in the run game, but Fisher has 3 carries for 5 yards, and he's picked up a first down and a touchdown to his credit tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So just enough to keep the drives alive or put points on the board, and it's what the Panthers need here. Trailing 38-28, 7:31 to play here in regulation. From the 41 at the left hash, two tight ends in front of Jake Fisher. Takes the snap. They blitz again. Coming up the middle is O'Connor on the cutback. Mm. To the 39 for a gain of 2.
That was open for a second, but you got to give it to Marple Newtown. They are playing tough. I would expect nothing
Tiger
less.
Tiger defense has been good. Radnor 35, Pencrest 13 late. Westchester East has beaten Sun Valley. And Sun Valley, again, I think is going to lose a spot in their they're going to drop at least one seed, but still stay alive in the playoffs. Here from the 38-yard line, Panthers trying to get something going. Wing to the right is O'Connor. They give it to Hussein. The fullback straight up the middle for a couple. Maybe the 35 will give him 3. His 28th carry of the evening. Jealous, Luke Jealous on the stop. Clock ticks, 6:37, 6:36. No huddle here for the Panthers on 3rd and 4. It's Pio off the right side. Has a first down. Nice patient running. Just followed his blockers. Forward progress to the 30 for 5 and a first down. Nice work there by Ebo. 9 carries, 51 yards for the sophomore. Springford has gone final. Knocked off Pope John Paul, 51-13. And I think that will put Springford at the 16 seed, maybe even the 15 seed, at the 6A playoffs. Here, first and 10 at the 30. Panthers trying to get it going. And whistles pre-snap. Let's see. There is a...
The clock didn't start, I think.
Okay. All right, they're going to run the clock down to, let's see, 6:21.
6:21.
They're going to run the clock down to 6:21, and the Panthers will, I think, huddle up. Springfield has defeated Haverford. Springfield, congratulations. You are the Central League champs, finishing 10-0.
I'm sure they're going to rest a little easier tonight.
They will rest a little easier. They are the one seed going into the 5A playoffs. They're going to take on, I think, it could be Glenn Mills or maybe somebody else. Here we go. Hard count from Fisher. Good discipline from the Tiger defense. Give is to Hussein. Off the left side, he's grabbed by the shirt tail. He's going to push his way to the 26-yard line. Gain of 4. Panthers going to need a score somehow on this drive and then get a stop and then come up with points again.
And this is going to be known from this point forward as the shirt tail ball.
Yeah, that's right. How many times
have
the Panthers been oh so close to big gainers and been grabbed by the jersey? Second and 6. Foster split end to the right. Wing left is Ebo Pio. Now they shift him into the backfield and put O'Connor on the wing. Back to pass. 5-step drop for Fisher. Looking, firing to the outside, has Foster. Grant makes the grab, dances inside momentarily. This will stop the clock momentarily as they move the chains. He's going to pick up about 7 on the out pattern.
But if he'd run out of bounds, it would stop the clock, period.
Yep.
Come on, guys. Keep your head in the game now.
I think the Panthers are going to go no huddle here. Or no, they're going to stop the clock for... Oh, an injury. Okay. Injury over on that far sideline. We'll keep an eye on this. This is one of the Marple Newtown defenders. We're going to take a short timeout.
No, he's getting up. Good. He's getting up.
Yeah, is it Weathers? It looks like it could be Weathers, but he's the corner. He's one of the cornerbacks over there, and let's hope the best for Marlon and whoever it is, if that's him.
I can't.
All right, 5:22 to play in regulation. Like I said, I'm trying to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere. Coach Wood down at Ridley, they are feeling very, very good getting a win tonight against Upper Darby. That final at Springfield, 31-17. Springfield wins 31-17 over Haverford.
That was number 8.
Number 8, okay. That's the corner, Kevin Marone.
Marone.
Marone's off under his own power here. That's a good sign. All right, from the 19-yard line. Panthers with a first and 10 after Fisher connects with Foster for the fourth time tonight. Foster split end to the left this time. Hussein in the backfield with Nick O'Connor. Wing left is Ebo Pio. Give is to Hussein, who bounces off one man off the right side and then is driven backwards. Nice work there by Cantwell on the stop. But, it was a shirt tail that slowed him down just enough before Cantwell came and had a nice double leg takedown there after a 3-yard carry.
This is a good drive, but it is taking too long. They got to do something to they are going no huddle.
Here we go. No huddle. Second down and 7. Showing blitz again is Marple Newtown. Back is Fisher. Heavy pressure this time. He's going to fire incomplete. Had Foster out there. Yep. He is dragged down by Miller. Nice work by Fisher just to get rid of that one. They showed blitz off the right edge there. And a guy coming right up the middle as well. Tigers just starting to outnumber the Panthers up front. Third and 7 from the 15. And you are very close, I'd say, to field goal range here if you had to. You need some kind of points out of the drive.
Yeah, I guess field goal, and then you have to go with an onside kick and hope you can recover because I don't think you can kind of wait them out.
We'll see. With 3 timeouts left, we'll see. Split to the left is Foster. Motion man O'Connor from right to left. Give is to Hussein, who is going to be, he's going to pick up a couple. Down near the 15, so just a yard, and it's going to bring up fourth down and decision time for Coach Clancy here. You're looking at about a 32-yard field goal.
Which is marginal.
And he's going to start, he's going to talk it over here. Fourth and 5, and we're going to take a short timeout and see if they're going for it from the 15 or kick the 32-yard field goal to try to get this a one-score game. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
All right, Panthers will go for it. Fourth and five from the 15. They trail by 10. Need something going here. Shotgun look for the first time tonight. Hussein in the backfield. Fisher under heavy pressure. He's going to be slung down for a sack back near the 30-yard line. Adre Katrakatsis may have just slammed the door on the Panthers. Panthers forego the 32-yard field goal try. Fisher never had a chance.
Nope, never had a chance.
From the 25, Marple will take over with a 10-point lead and 4:29 to play here in regulation. All right. Rossini in at corner on the far side. Foster on the near side. P.O. free safety. But my guess is the other eight men are need to crowd the box and keep their eyes on number five. I don't know that I'd put the ball in the air again all night if I'm coach kicking in the Tigers.
Although they look like they're going to throw
play it. Play fake. Give is to Weathers, who's going to go right up the middle this time. And this is going to be Morris, Belleville, and others going to drop him down. And look at O'Connor, actually, as well. Weathers just slinging people off of him. He is not content to go down on first contact. Marlin's going to lose a couple on that run there. But at any rate, they're going to move this back to the 24.
Yep.
Second down and a long 11. Slot to the right is Tayron Johnson. Paoletti back to pass on second 11. Looking, firing on the near side. It is coming back on the comeback route. Delgarian with the catch. He steps out of bounds, I think shy of the first down. Yeah, that's bit of a mistake there from the senior. He caught that ball out near the 37, came backwards, gave ground, and stepped out of bounds. Shy of the first down. It's going to be third down and one. Gain of 10 for Delgarian, 59 yards receiving. All right. Panthers need a stop in a big way. Turnover would obviously be better.
Yep.
3:39 to play here in regulation. Clock is stopped.
How much confidence do you have in your quarterback? You let him pass, you're winning by 10 points.
Right. And wouldn't shock me to see a sneak here, and there it is. Paoletti on the dive. I think he's got it. Third and less than a yard. He dives out to the 35. That'll move the chains and give the Tigers a fresh set of downs. 38-28 Marple Newtown. 3:36 to play in regulation.
It's been a heck of a
Tigers,
game.
It's been a heck of a game indeed. But the Tigers, with a chance to melt a couple more minutes off the clock here. Don't know why you would throw it at all here,
no.
But stranger things have happened.
They sure set up to throw it.
I think it's Weathers on the dive here, and it is. Weathers straight up the middle, and he's going to run his way to the 40, 41-yard line. Panthers tearing at the ball, but to no avail. Six for Rhett Weathers, brings up second down and four. 21 carries for Weathers. I believe that's a season high for him.
Panthers are called a timeout.
Timeout, Panthers. We'll take a short one with them. 3:07 to play in regulation. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. Couple other finals. Unionville over Great Valley, 41-14, as expected. So Great Valley will probably fall to the 8th seed here. If Marple Newtown holds on, my guess is they jump to the 7. Strathaven probably goes to the 11, but we'll see. Still 3 minutes to play here. Haven defense needs a big play on 2nd and 4. Give us to Weathers. He runs into Ryan Morris and Lee Holbert. Stop him after a gain of 2. It'll bring up 3rd down and 2. Clock ticks, 2:58, 2:57, and now Coach Clancy calls timeout. All right, second timeout there for the Panthers. We'll keep it right here. Talk a little more about playoff possibilities.
Okay, who do we think that, assuming the Panthers do not pull this out?
If the Panthers cannot pull off an absolutely incredible comeback with a couple minutes left, I think most of the evening has gone as expected, or as I expected at least this morning.
So what's your best bet for who we're going
to
play?
All right, so here's what I'm thinking at the moment. I would just need one more quick score update if we can figure out what's going on with Rustin and Kennett. Rustin wins, and Kennett loses. So Kennett is probably out. Glenn Mills is probably in, or I know is going to be in. They're going to pass Kennett. Strathaven falling to the 11. And Shanahan loses, Great Valley loses, Marple Newtown. I don't believe he'll have enough to jump ahead of Shanahan. I'm pretty sure if you made me bet a dollar today at this moment, I think we're on the road at Bishop Shanahan next Friday night.
Where's Bishop Shanahan?
Shanahan's out in Chester County, like Downingtown, Exton area.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 3rd down and 2. Panther defense needs a stop. Marlon Weathers is the tailback, and he has it up the middle for a first down, just enough. Oh, they had him momentarily, but he trips forward out to the 47-yard line. 4 more for Marlon, and that, folks, should just about do it.
Yeah, that play pretty well epitomized, you know, Haven in this game at the very end. It just couldn't stop Marple when they had to, and I tell you, it's been a terrific game. I think Haven has played extremely well. Certainly Marple Newtown has played very well. We haven't seen this much scoring in a game in a while. It's been good.
Good signs for the Panther offense. Good balance with the passing game tonight, certainly. Defense came up with 3 turnovers in the 3rd quarter. Panthers show blitz. They run off the backside, and Lee Holbert's going to sling down. Oh, ball came out, but they're going to say down first. Weathers ripped down for a loss by Holbert, loses 2 yards.
Oh, they're going to give him 4. Yeah, you did lose 2 yards.
They're going to lose a couple, but ball came out, but after he hit the ground. Clock ticks, 2:06, 2:05 and counting. The big story, I think, again, is Glenn Mills in double overtime, knocking off Chichester. Glenn Mills is going to be the 16 seed or possibly better. They might actually sneak ahead of Pencrest. I don't think so at the moment, but Glenn Mills is going to be in at 15 or 16. Pencrest will be 15 or 16. Sun Valley losing to East could fall to 15, actually. but I don't think that will be the case. All right. Back is Paoletti. They're going to throw it one more time. This is Dulgarian on 2nd and 12, and add to the stat sheet there for a gain of 7 more, let's call it, or 8 more. Dulgarian down to the Panther 47-yard line. Mm-hmm. So Paoletti, it's been hot since he started the 2nd half. Incomplete, interception. Since that time, he's hit 6 out of his last 7 passes.
I've got Paoletti 12 for 20 for 223 yards.
Yeah, I have 12 for 20, a little less yardage, but I'm hustling between plays to do quick math. You're probably way closer.
And I do measure this when I look at the film, so I make sure it's right.
All right. 3rd and 3 from the 47. Paoletti gives to Weathers, and he is hammered down by Belleville. I do not know why you wouldn't take a knee there. Why would you risk anybody? Weathers is slow to get up. There is 50 seconds left in a 10-point game, and you just got your best offensive player, arguably, lit up.
And going into the playoffs.
There's more football to be played for Weathers and everybody else. I have no idea why you're not taking a knee there.
And why is he even playing?
That is a head-scratcher to me. 16, 15, 14 seconds to play. This game was over after Weathers' last first down. They could have taken the 4 knees and been done. Instead, they throw a pass on 2nd down. They run Weathers into a huge hit, and let's hope he's okay. a week from now. So congrats to the Tigers. They move to 6-4. They are likely the 7th seed in the playoffs. Panthers with a great game tonight. On the wrong side of the scoreboard, we will be on the road for the playoffs next week. But, boy, they are looking very, very good over the last couple weeks. Panthers are going to be a tough out for somebody. So stick with us. Be back in just a moment. Get you a few more score updates and a quick game recap and maybe a little preview of what's going on next week. Stick with us. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Dan Connor, for sending it back to us, and good luck tomorrow. Archbishop Carroll plays tomorrow afternoon against another Delaware County school, Archbishop Monsignor Bonner, Archbishop Pendergrass. But anyway, in the meantime, Strathaven falls tonight 38-28, but they will go into the playoffs playing pretty well, Mike. I like the effort tonight,
yeah.
And certainly, you know, you went back and forth with a very high-powered offense here. Panthers with just one too many mistakes in the turnover department. Couldn't cash in on a couple of the Marple Newtown mistakes, which hurt as well. But really, overall, they have to feel good about it.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a good performance. I mean, they're going to play a good team, but being a 10 or 11 seed, you know, you're going to be playing, you know, what, the 6 or 7 seed, right, probably? So
yeah, the 6, I think, is going to be Bishop Shannon.
Okay.
And
so, you know, you're playing a team that has a better record than you, probably overall a better team, but it's not like playing a 1 seed. It's not like being, you know, 15 or 14 and barely making in. I'm sorry, that meatball sandwich is coming back. And then you know, going into a powerhouse like playing a Springfield for your first game. So this should be interesting. It'd be on the road. It would have been nice if we had been home at our own field. But, you know, be that as it may, the bottom line is I think they're playing as well as they've played all year. They're doing well. Hopefully we'll get everybody healthy. In particular, Sean Daly will come back, be able to play a full game, and that will give us some resources. And, look, just keep moving. I don't know what we're going to face with Bishop Shanahan, if that's who it's going to be. Obviously, we'll learn more about them this week. But we'll see what happens. It'll be, you know, we're back in the playoffs. That's a good thing. We're back as a reasonable seed, you know, as opposed to barely getting in. So let's see how we do. And I think it's good for these kids, and I've seen improvement. And, you know, I think we'll avail ourselves well. Whether we win, who knows. But I think we'll play well.
Absolutely. And, again, certainly good experience. And, look, Panthers, they need one win to get Coach Clancy's 300th.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice for a first-round playoff upset for Coach Clancy and the Wing T to surprise some people a week from tonight? So stay tuned over the next couple of days. We will get confirmation, likely 100% confirmation on Sunday, but we may have a reasonable guess at it no later than tomorrow, or maybe even tomorrow evening. My guess right now is we're on the road at Bishop Shanahan as the 11 seed versus the 6. But, hey, I've been wrong before. So let's see how the rest of the weekend plays out around District 1 and District 12. And good luck to all the teams advancing in the playoffs. And congrats to those teams whose seasons have ended tonight. But, again, certainly a lot of good high school football through the first 10 weeks. Panthers will be ready week 11 next Friday night, probably a 7 o'clock kickoff somewhere, but check out the website in the next few days for scores, statistics, play of the game, and a whole lot more. Glad you joined us tonight on the broadcast, live or on the archive on havenfootball.net. Anyway, thanks again for Mike Mayer, for the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Pete Fulcinetti next week. Brian Carroll, sign out. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited. This internet broadcast has been a production of havenfootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.